Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
The Marijuana Policy Project is pleased.
Marijuana is a useful medicine for some patients.
But Paul Chabot with the Coalition for a Drug-Free California calls it a dangerous decision.
This is simply an effort by the drug legalization groups to push their drug legalization agenda by standing on the backs of sick people.
14 states already allow the use of marijuana for medical treatments. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
Last week's Colorado balloon odyssey. Officials now say it was a hoax all along.
On the bizarre meter, this rate's a 10.
Larimer County Sheriff Jim Alderman is planning to seek charges against Richard and Mayumi Heaney for perpetrating and the deception that had millions riveted to their radios and televisions on Thursday as a balloon thought to have been carrying 6-year-old Falcon Heaney broke free and drifted across the state before coming to rest in a field. The child was never inside, but said he had hid in a garage attic, and then later he let slip that it was all done for a show. His father denied it was a hoax. Alderden says otherwise.
We believe that we have evidence at this point to indicate that it was a publicity stunt done with the hopes of marketing themselves or better marketing themselves for a reality television show.
And a man who claims to be an associate of Richard Heaney's claims he was told by Heaney that he was hatching a media stunt to promote the planned show. Now authorities want to question Robert Thomas about his allegations. Heaney family attorney David Lane tells the CBS Early Show the parents are ready to cooperate.
These folks are absolutely willing to turn themselves in. I don't want to see a perp walk done for media consumption in this case. I don't think it's humane to arrest people in front of their children.
More from CBS News correspondent Lee Frank in Fort Collins.
Richard and Mayumi Heaney have not been arrested and no charges have been filed. Some of the charges being considered are felonies with the threat of prison time and fines, hundreds of thousands of dollars. There's also an investigation of whether their home is a suitable environment for the three boys who the sheriff said had guilty knowledge of the balloon hoax.
The University of Connecticut is mourning a star football player who was stabbed on campus. Jasper Howard spoke with his mother before going to a student dance Saturday night.
They say, "Mom, going to a party." I say, "Okay, just please be careful." That was the last talking. My baby.
The 20-year-old Howard was an expectant father. Police say they have no suspects. Last July 4th, the bodies of NFL star Steve McNair and his girlfriend were found in a Nashville condo. Authorities believe the woman shot McNair several times before killing herself. CBS News chief investigative correspondent Armin Katayan says there is more to the story than police uncovered.
Our 3-month investigation shows they either ignored information that would have contradicted that theory or they made crucial mistakes in the case. One of the mistakes involved the timeline of the purchase of the murder weapon, another mistake regarding the state of Jenny Cosimi's financial problems, and certainly they made a big mistake in describing her relationship with the convicted felon who allegedly sold her the gun.
There's supposed to be a quick visual guide to energy savings, but can you trust them? Here's CBS News correspondent Dave Barrett.
Say you're shopping for a washer, dryer, air conditioner. Do you look for that yellow sticker?
Energy Star products.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The sheriff of Larimer County says there's no business like show business.
Needless to say, they put on a very good show for us, and we bought it.
Larimer County Sheriff Jim Alderden talking about the Fort Collins family, who he says took everyone for a ride on that helium balloon last week. Alderden says the whole thing was a hoax to land a reality TV show for Richard Heaney and his family. Meanwhile, the Heaneys have hired noted Denver lawyer David Lane. He's the same lawyer who represented embattled CU professor Ward Churchill. Lane says Richard and Mayumi Heaney are willing to turn themselves into police rather than face the public humiliation of being arrested in front of their children. The Colorado National Guard has its first female commander. Colonel Dana Capozella succeeded Brigadier General Thomas Mills at a change of command ceremony Sunday afternoon. It was attended by Governor Bill Ritter and about 400 Guard families. The Guard says General Mills is retiring effective Monday after 43 years of service. In sports, it's the Broncos and Chargers tonight in Monday Night Football. Despite being 5-0, the Broncos are a slight underdog to the Chargers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a pretty good start to this morning's commute. Now, we're going to see a few more cars in those usual spots, like I-25 as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland, just past 104th as you're making your way down towards 84th. We're also seeing a few more cars on 270 as well as on 36 as you're traveling between Denver and Boulder. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mostly sunny day with a high of about 75, 76 degrees. Currently, it is 54. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ralph Shop Mini, where every new Mini Cooper includes 3 years or 36,000 miles of no-cost maintenance. Now available with special 1.9% APR financing through November 2nd. Learn more at RalphShopMini.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
By the way, Bill Press, no intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night. His past football exploits. The celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people.
Maybe.
Yes, we can.
Welcome to the Bill Press Radio Show. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press, along with me, our buddy Chris Kofinas, Democratic strategist. Chris, nice of you to join us.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
You can give us a call at 866-55-PRESS, 866-557-7377. You can also go to the website and email us pictures of yourself if you're looking for a date with Chris Kofinas.
Yeah, not telling my wife.
Chris is happily married, of course. Don't do that. Dan, of course, is single, so feel free to send in your pictures.
I'll be here.
And bios. Dan will be there. I can't believe the number of people that keep calling it. I love Chris Kofinas. Oh, Chris is the best. Oh, Chris is such a dreamboat.
Unfortunately, they're all my wife just changing her voice.
Exactly. I have to call for Chris Kofinas again.
The Chris Kofinas fan club. That's excellent.
Yes.
Go to BillPressShow.com. You could send us that email. You could also, we have a live blog going on. You could comment and chime in on any topics of the day. We also have a great, great new system for you to buy podcasts. If you want to buy podcasts, you get an account. You can buy it monthly or yearly. We are now separating out some of your favorite segments so that you can hear just those segments. For instance, if you want to hear just Outside the Beltway, you can. If you want to hear just the Spin Room, you can. If you want to hear just our interview with Howard Dean that we had on Friday about healthcare, you can just get just that. Or you can download the entire program right through iTunes. It goes right onto your iPod, your iPhone. It's right there for you. Very easy to use, I promise. I had a very exciting weekend through all the rain here in Washington, D.C. I took son number one, my firstborn, Gray, to go see Where the Wild Things Are.
How was it?
It was an excellent movie.
Paranormal Activity was sold out, was it?
Yeah, we didn't take him to go see Paranormal Activity, unfortunately. I left my wife and my my 1.5-year-old at home. He's a little too young for Where the Wild Things Are, I think. But we took Gray. He loved it. Now I have the problem. You got two young kids. You doing the Halloween costume?
Actually, my daughter will not take her Halloween costume off.
What is she?
She's a butterfly.
Oh, that's sweet.
It's great. Yeah,
so
it's really
sleep in it. And
it's
all
great,
that stuff.
Except when she has her meltdown because she wants to wear her butterfly outfit at 3 a.m.
But it's tough to take them seriously because they're angry and upset and they have their butterfly costume.
Yes, it's very difficult.
I've got a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old. The 4-year-old is going to be Buzz Lightyear from Toy Story, and the 1-year-old is going to be a monkey. But my problem now is we went to go see Where the Wild Things Are. My 4-year-old now wants to be Carol, one of the wild things.
That's a little bit more expensive, I think.
So now I have to figure out what to do because we've already got the buzz.
Well, my wife is making our 6-month-old a pumpkin. We had an argument about that. I said, you know, he's a man.
Yeah, exactly.
He can't be a pumpkin. What is a pumpkin? mean, I don't even understand that a costume.
When you're a little, tiny kid, it's the best because you know you can do, you can be anything. You don't have to move or
act. Well, it's not like they have really a choice in this. It really is child abuse what we do to children on Halloween.
You're just a little kid. You don't get to pick.
You're gonna wear whatever we want.
Anyway,
boy.
Where the Wild Things Are brought in $32.5 million over the weekend. It was an excellent movie. I highly recommend it to anyone with kids. You know, it's not too scary.
By the way, how many people are going to be Balloon Boy for Halloween? I mean, it is going to be a little
great idea.
It's going to be
great idea.
Great idea. I mean,
I hadn't thought of it, though.
200 million Balloon Boys walking around.
I'm going to go buy stock in Mylar.
Knowing his dad, he's probably going to trademark that, and then he can reap all the benefits from the Balloon Boy costume.
That's the voice of Dan Henning running the board in there. He's also got some news for you.
Hi there.
So we've got Congressman Eric Massa coming up a little bit later on in the program. We also have... We have our Democratic strategist here in studio. We also have a Republican strategist on the line, ready to go. Brad Blakeman joins us for a little smackdown. But first...
This is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news. Washington sports. Washington Redskins fans are waking up today wondering if their coach will be the first from the NFL to get fired this season. For the third time in 4 weeks, the Skins have been a winless team. Their first win of the season yesterday to the Kansas City Chiefs. Coach Jim Zorn has dropped the team to 2-4 on the season. Last night, the team stripped him of his offensive play calling duties, but he does still have a job as head coach.
Let's go around the room quickly. Dan, will Jim Zorn last the entire season?
No, he will not.
Chris Kofinas?
No.
The correct answer is no, he will not last the entire season.
Cincinnati Bengals player Chad Ochocinco is defending a rival player of his. Baltimore's Ray Lewis was fined $25,000 by the NFL for a helmet-to-helmet hit against Ochocinco, formerly Chad Johnson, when they played each other earlier this season. But Chad took to his Twitter account asking the league not to fine Lewis, saying it was a clean hit. It's part of the game and saved the fines for him.
You know why he's doing that? Because Ray Lewis killed a guy a couple years ago. Yeah. I'd be kissing his ass too. Mm.
And politics, Levi Johnston. Levi Johnston preparing for his Playgirl photo shoot by eating moose meat, along with working out at the gym.
Metaphor?
Too many jokes. No. Head explodes.
Boy, oh boy.
His trainer telling People magazine Levi is an avid hunter, so he goes after his own moose. It's high in protein and very lean. The 19-year-old father of Sarah Palin's grandchild is on a 3,500 calorie a day low-carb diet ahead of next month's Playgirl photo shoot.
Thank you, Mr. Henning. 12 minutes past the hour. We thought it would be fun to have a good old-fashioned smackdown. In studio with us is Democratic strategist Chris Kofinas. And on the line with us, eating a steady diet of moose meat in preparation for this battle, Brad Blakeman. Brad, welcome to the Bill Press Show.
Thank you.
Welcome. We're glad to have you on here. So,
good morning, Brad.
There's your buddy, Chris Kofinas. We've seen you two go at it a couple times.
Well, what Chris fails to tell you is the daughter of his... that will not take off her butterfly costume is 21 years old.
Hey, Brad, when is your Playgirl spread coming out?
You missed it. It was out already.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It sold one copy. Brad bought it.
Yeah. Well, Brad, we're glad to have you on the show. We're going to go around a couple of issues. I want to get your take and Chris's take on a couple of different things. First of all, on the subject of health care, I imagine you've got a lot of things to say about it. Time for reform? Is Obama going about this the right way? I'll give you the mic first. Go ahead.
No, the president is not going about it the right way. It's taken months for the president to even engage in the health care debate. He's ceded his power to Congress and pretty much let the inmates run the asylum and told them, get me a bill that I can sign instead of moving a bill that was the president's. So I think on leadership, he failed on the health care debate. And also, I think the Republicans would have garnered more support for the president had the president come out and done the 70 or 80% of what even the president said was bipartisan, and that is, let's fix health care by reducing costs and eliminating waste and mismanagement, abuse in Medicare and Medicaid, and let's also make portability happen and selling across state lines. Health and wellness is something Republicans are for. There's a lot of things Republicans are for in a health care reform bill, but certainly we're not for a public option in reducing health care to socialized medicine, which our neighbors to the north, Canada, have, and across the pond that England has
that
don't work.
All right, Chris, fire away, man.
Yeah, I always find it humorous when Republicans get into a corner. Their first path of attack is to scream socialism. Public option is not socialism. You know how I know it's not socialism? Because you have a choice in terms of what kind of health care you want. And this is the part that I find even more kind of ironic, that any Republican, including Brad, would criticize a public option. And that is, look at the fact that it is going to be part of a competitive pool of options. Republicans like to talk about competition, but in this case, they're actually arguing against competition. It is the ironic twist. And I think exposes the fact of what is really going on here, and that is Republicans just don't like the idea of a public option that actually would help solve the healthcare crisis because they see it as a government program. They just don't like it because it's a government program.
Chris, yeah. It wasn't the Republicans who held up health care these many months on the public option. It was Democrats. You guys control the House and the Senate with high majorities, and you have a Democratic president. In spite of that, you can't even get your own act together with your own people. And my prediction is, to get the public option, you guys are going to use the trick in the Senate to garner votes and to limit debate. It's going to happen, and you know that's going to happen because that's the only way that you're going to get what you want.
Brad, just really quickly, I want to play a clip for our listeners who might not have heard it. Yesterday on Fox News Sunday, Arlen Specter spoke directly about how Republicans are handling health care reform.
Sure. On the Republican side, it is no, a party of obstructionism. You have responsible Republicans who have been in the Senate, like Howard Baker and Bob Dole and Bill Frist, who say Republicans ought to cooperate. Well, they're not cooperating.
What do you say to former Republican Arlen Specter?
And you can only use the word no.
I say start looking for a new job. You're done. You're a turncoat. You have nothing to add to this debate. Arlen Specter is trying to preserve his own power, and he's wrong. Republicans, the Democrats don't need Republicans. If the Democrats had their act together, every bill would sail through.
The
Republicans are pointing out the deficiencies in the Democrats' plans,
Brad,
and that's what the American people are starting to get wise to.
Brad, here's where that is wrong. Okay, aside from the fact that the last time I checked, the Republicans are still members of Congress, still senators, still congressmen and women. It doesn't make it impossible for them to still cooperate. They choose not to.
No, we got locked out, Chris. We got locked out by the Democrats in the House, by the House committees who didn't want
quite
the Republicans sitting at the table.
In fact, what you would hear from a lot of people on the left, progressives, is what is wrong with the Senate bill is specifically that Max Baucus listened to Republicans like Olympia Snowe and others, and in doing so, watered down. The same thing that people would say would be the criticism towards the stimulus, that we included Republican voices, and as a result, it wasn't as effective.
Let me ask you this, Chris. Did Baucus's committee release the bill to the other members so that they could see it before they voted on it, the committee? The answer is no. Did Democrats do what the president promised to be done, and that is list the bills online before they voted on it? The answer is no. The president promised transparency and has delivered nothing. This has been the most secretive, untransparent presidency that's ever existed in this country. Everything the president promised as a candidate with transparency has not come to fruition. Remember when he said all the debate is going to be on C-SPAN? There hasn't been anything on C-SPAN. You guys have got to be more inclusive and not just tell everybody how inclusive you're going to be. Be inclusive.
Speaking of no, I just want to run this list down. The Republicans were opposed to the stimulus program. The Republicans were opposed to bailing out the auto industry. The Republicans were opposed to cash for clunkers. The Republicans were opposed to health care reform. The Republicans were opposed to Obama going to Copenhagen to lobby for the Olympics to come to America. The Republicans were against Barack Obama winning the Nobel Peace Prize. And when the Dow shot up to over 10,000 points last week, John Boehner says it was not a big deal and it was nothing to commemorate. Do you think that this being the party of no is an effective strategy for Republicans?
I disagree with the laundry list of no's that you're attributing to Republicans. We're not against five guys sitting around drunk, smoking around a table in Norway, giving a prize to a president, same as they did to Yasser Arafat. You know, no, we're not opposed to five guys sitting around and determining who they're going to honor.
Plenty of Republicans came out.
Can you imagine Republicans at a birthday party? I mean, they'd be like blowing up the candles of my kids' cake. This is why Brad's never going to get invited over to my house.
For a piñata, they use an actual donkey.
You guys wouldn't allow that because Al Gore would say that's going to heat up the atmosphere and destroy the ozone. So Al Gore's going to take away your birthday candles.
Yeah, that's because you deny that the candles exist.
No, we're all for the candles.
Brad Blakeman, Republican strategist. Chris Kofinas, Democratic strategist. I know that we're going to see you guys butting heads later on TV, so keep an eye out for those two. Brad, thanks so much for coming on. This was a lot of fun.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right. It's the Bill Press Show. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press with Chris Kofinas. Look at you, man. Little fight going on this morning.
Yeah, now I'm officially awake.
Yeah, exactly. That'll wake you up.
Nothing like a Republican to juice you up a little bit.
20 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
Visit BillPressShow.com, the only place for Bill's podcasts and commentary. The virtual home of the Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net. Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-514-5532. That's 1-800-514-5532. 1-800-514-5532.
Introducing the Allied Bank 12-month high-yield CD with such a great annual return of 2% APY. People think there's a catch. But no, no catch, no teaser rate, no limited time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese, no hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
Truckers, we know you can't afford to waste time at a weigh station. That's why you need PrePass. With PrePass, highway sensors check your weight and certifications as you drive highway speed. If everything checks, a green light on your dash lets you know you keep on driving. Try it for free. We guarantee you're going to want PrePass along on every haul. Go to PrePass.com and enter the promo code FREE or call 888-618-PASS. That's 888-618-PASS. 888-618-7277.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Do you have a small crash starting off our morning commute for Monday? Westbound I-70 right around Pecos. Going to see a little traffic jam there at about I-25. Trip on 25. Building for us, southbound side, up in North Glen and Thornton, 104th to 84th, again after 38th Ave. Also seeing heavy volume southbound 225, beginning at Colfax. Your forecast, another warm and breezy day, afternoon clouds, highs in the upper 70s, right now 55 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your oil change sticker.
I've been in the sun too long. I think I'm peeling.
No kidding. How come?
Hello? Maybe you're overdue for an oil change at the dealer.
Oh, right. How about that?
Well, you know what? I should have written out the date or mileage to remind you. Oh, wait. I did.
All right. Time to go to the dealer.
Good idea.
When your vehicle is at its best, it's most fuel efficient. Get the Works Fuel Saver Package. A Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, fluid top off, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate.
Well, my car's running great, and my dealer got me in and out.
Oh, I'm happy for you. You're in and out, and I'm stuck to your windshield for the next 5,000 miles.
See? Everybody wins.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. Come in, keep going. Get ready for winter. See your participating local Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today. No appointment necessary. Up to 5 quarts, taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra. See participating dealership for hours and rebate details through 103109.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on...
The District Court of Palmetto County is now in session. Judge James K. O'Connor presiding.
Counsel, you may present your opening arguments.
Thank you, Your Honor. Allow me to begin by saying...
Case dismissed.
What? I object.
Overruled. I have just received evidence of a Comcast sale with unprecedented savings for everyone. Court is adjourned.
A Comcast sale just popped up, and you can get our best price right now on Comcast Digital Cable. Just $29.99 a month for 12 months. So hurry and call 1-800-COMCAST to get thousands of on-demand choices in crystal clear picture and sound. Plus, there's no installation fee. But make it fast, because our special price of $29.99 a month for 12 months ends soon. So call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Offer ends 10/27/09. Restrictions apply. Limited to digital starter for new residential customers. 1-year contract required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment custom installation taxes and franchise fees extra.
Like in many other fields, the government plays a role and the private market plays a role, and the winner comes out. My wife works in the healthcare field. I have excellent healthcare. But you know what? If a public option comes out, I would like the ability to see what I have on the plate now versus what I could have. Look at the pros and cons. And I don't understand why a lot of the Republicans in this country are so scared of this public option. If it's just one more form of competition, let it happen.
That's fascinating.
This
man.
Is a dangerous Republican because he makes sense.
Rick, thanks very much. You are a very dangerous Republican. Jonathan in Pennsylvania wants to talk about the health care bill. Jonathan, welcome to the Bill Press Show.
Yeah, the fact that this kind of obstruction can take place for this long about something that this important is ridiculous. The fact that people can be denied health care for something like acne is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it's like, how would you like it? How would anyone like it if their family member couldn't get health care or help because they had acne? That is absolutely it's like, what kind of society allows that to happen?
Yeah, the state of health care in this country right now is a shame. I mean, it's a real shame. We saw that story last week about a baby that was born that wouldn't be covered because it was...
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I mean, Jesus! It was a 6 months old, completely breastfed, and it was too fat.
I mean, listen, I can only tell you from my own personal experience. You know, I have family that live in Canada. I always laugh when I hear the socialized, terrible horror stories. I'm not sure where those stories are coming from. But if you compare, for example, my sisters who had babies recently and myself, in terms of the cost, yeah, they're not comparable. I mean, we have health insurance, and we still paid out of pocket because insurance companies only would cover up to a certain point, thousands of dollars out of pocket. And now, you know, we're fortunate enough where we can afford that. But I was thinking, you know, I remember having this conversation with my wife. I said, you know, if we were of more limited means,
yeah,
this would be a devastating thing.
Yeah. It really is amazing. And to think that there are so many people out there who have already been screwed by insurance companies, and that there are people out there who are willing to just let it keep happening.
It's very sad.
We're going to talk more about health care from someone who knows about it, working on it, Eric Massa, congressman. He's coming up in the next hour, or the next segment of the Bill Press Show, so stay tuned. It's Peter Ogburn and Chris Kofina sitting in for Bill Press.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Did you know that last year smoking-related diseases killed 1 in 10 adults globally and nearly 500,000 people in the United States alone? How many times have you tried to quit smoking only to start back up again? How would you like to try an electronic smoking device for free that looks and tastes just like the real thing? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Sandor for Smoke Assist, the revolutionary electronic smoking device that really satisfies. No tobacco, no smell, no tar, no stained teeth, no smelly clothes, and no more guilt. Live a healthy lifestyle for you and your loved ones. Now you can get Smoke Assist, $130 value for free. Improve your life today and be healthy. I'm so confident that Smoke Assist will work for you that I'm going to give it to you for free.
Get Smoke Assist right now for free. Call 800-859-0761. Get one for you or a friend. 800-859-0761. Limited free offer, so call now. 800-859-0761. That's 800-859-0761.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
You had a single car crash westbound I-70 around the mousetrap just as you approach Pecos. People just kind of cruising by that one. The morning drive looking pretty good for us so far. Southbound 25, our heaviest spot right now up in Thornton, 104th to 84th. Also tapping the brakes there after Park Avenue. In Aurora, southbound 225, also gaining Colfax to Alameda again there after Yosemite. Forecast, a mix of sun and clouds, but warm and breezy with a high near 80 degrees. Your current downtown temperature is 55. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado. Progressive Talk.
Health One is hosting a system-wide open house for experienced nurses. Experienced RNs, please join them on October 23rd from 10 to 2. Learn more at healthonenursing.jobs. That's www.healthonenursing.jobs.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource. Our Denver-based solar company has installed hundreds of solar systems for homes and small businesses throughout Colorado. Now is a great time to invest in a solar electric or a solar thermal system. Start with a 30% federal tax credit, the current local rebates, and the lowest panel pricing in history. Combine all three and you can earn a 7% return on investment in the first 12 months and lower your carbon footprint. Call us at SolSource for a free solar evaluation at 303-297-1874 or visit us online at SolSourceInc.com.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, buy one, get two free at Joseph A. Bank. Buy any sport coat, sport shirt, sweater, leather jacket, or pants and get two absolutely free. Just buy one at our regular price and get two of equal or lesser value for free. Mix and match sport coats, pants, sport shirts, sweaters, even top coats, raincoats, and leather jackets. Buy one, get any two free for 3 days only at Joseph A. Bank. Buy any sport coat, sport shirt, sweater, leather jacket, or pants and get any two absolutely free. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday only at Joseph A. Bank.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Hey, raise the volume. Now Campbell's Chunky Soup has 23 soups with all lean meat and a full serving of vegetables. Still filling and delicious, but now better for you. So raise the volume of chunky soup you buy. Campbell's Chunky Soup. Better than ever.
New pet dreams.
Will he catch frisbees?
Will she be friendly?
Will he chase balls?
And lifelong wishes. Will they be healthy? Start with regular veterinary exams. Call your veterinarian today. A message from your local veterinarians.
When your child has autism, there are many questions and few answers. That's why families across the country are going online to give researchers the insight only they can provide. Join the IAN Project at IANproject.org.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Broadcast the capital of the free world. This is the Bill Press Show.
It is the Bill Press Radio Show. Welcome. I am Peter Ogburn, sitting in for Bill Press today. Bill's got a couple days off. With me is Chris Kofinas, sitting in. Chris,
good morning.
Happy to have you in here.
Thank you.
So just to update everybody, because on Friday we were talking about Balloon Boy. Because on Friday it was still, the Balloon Boy was hiding in the attic. The family had no idea.
None
whatsoever. Poor family. They were missing their kid.
They just built a balloon in the backyard.
Yeah, that's it. Who hasn't built a huge Mylar balloon in the backyard?
I do love the fact that they got their inspiration from Wile E. Coyote.
Because you remember that cartoon? Like Roadrunner, where he like the balloons?
It should have just said Acme on the side of it.
That's right.
Yeah, Acme Balloon Company right on the side. So anyway, over the weekend, we found out it was all a hoax. The sheriff came out and said it was a hoax.
Stunning revelation.
Oh, yeah, really. Yeah, for those of us who follow this type of stuff in the media, I'm stunned, frankly. So it was all a stunt. The family was trying to get a reality TV show, and they were using this as the stunt to put them on the map. So
your first Johnny Kate, now Falcon.
Yeah, Falcon. So the father and the mother, they're in real trouble because they're going to get serious criminal charges. They're going to possibly bring federal charges. They're going to have to pay back for all the search efforts and the helicopters and the police people and all this stuff that they went after.
And the irony here is they're going to have to do another hoax to pay off for this hoax.
Yeah, exactly.
There's going to be a long litany of hoaxes.
This was their big plan, to get a TV show and,
they're so close,
and make it rich, but no, unfortunately.
You could only have talked Falcon into getting to the balloon.
If only Falcon had been a better actor. So anyway, Balloon Boy, we'll put him to rest. He's over and done with.
Thank goodness.
The parents are in deep, deep trouble. So, we'll keep on top of it for you because I just love that story so bad. Joining us now is Congressman Eric Massa from the 29th District of New York to talk about health care in Afghanistan, among other things. Congressman, welcome to the Bill Press Show.
Good morning, and there's no balloon flying over my hometown.
No balloon. Good man.
Good morning, Congressman.
And Chris Kofinas is sitting in with me today. I appreciate you joining us.
Well, it's good to be here, and Afghanistan certainly is the topic of the day. I'm deeply concerned about this potential commitment of troops without a viable endgame strategy. What is it we want those troops to do?
Well, here, I want to play you a clip from for our listeners. I'm sure you've heard this. John Kerry was on State of the Union with John King, Senator John Kerry, and he had this to say about the Afghanistan situation and the committal of troops.
And look, it would be entirely irresponsible for the President of the United States to commit more troops to this country when we don't even have an election finished and know who the president is and what kind of government we're working it with.
Do you agree with that? Irresponsible? Is that the word you'd use?
I absolutely agree, and I go one step farther than that. If it is the goal to use military troops to create a Jeffersonian democracy in Afghanistan, then I believe we are on a fool's errand. If it is the purpose of the military to act to protect the citizens, interests, and allies of the United States of America, then we ought to have a real discussion about strategy. But this is what was lacking during the 8 years of the previous administration and their commitment. So I think a strategic pause to determine what the mission is a very, very good idea.
Congressman Eric Massa joining us here on the Bill Press Show. I want to move on to health care because we've been talking a lot today. We've been batting back and forth the idea of whether or not the president has been strong enough on pushing the public option. What's your take? Has the president been strong enough? Has he pushed for public option as much as you would like to see?
Well, let me be unequivocal. It was the perception of many that the administration stayed on the sidelines of the summertime health care debate until the president, rightly so, addressed a joint session of Congress and solidified this as being a top priority. But if you believe that the battle of public opinion was fought in town hall meetings this summer across this country, then you've also got to agree that the Army of Health Care Reform and their commanding general stayed in the barracks. And I know this. I've done 65 town hall meetings.
You had a couple of contentious town hall meetings, am I right?
Well, almost all of them were by definition, and that's fine. I welcome that. When others, frankly, did not, I actually pressed harder to have more of them so I could try to fight the outrageous malice of forethought lies that were being propagated for purely political reasons throughout the national media.
Congressman, what do you think should be the position the president should take on the health care negotiations going on right now?
Well, if we do not have a Medicare option, let's call it what it is. Public option means 100 things to 100 different people. This is the ability of people to universally access a Medicare option at a competitive price,
right,
to really bring competition up against these monolithic private for-profit health insurance companies, then we're all sitting around arguing about how much butter to put on rice. It's a matter of taste. If we're really going to have reform, we got to change the system. And frankly, so far, I don't think we have.
And you'd be willing to push it through, I mean, the House, I think a public option, as you know better than I would pass pretty easily. But in the Senate, you'd advise the president to do it through reconciliation.
Well, listen, if we don't do it, then we are wasting our time. But let me tell you, it's my opinion that the so-called public option that we're debating in the House right now is really not. A public option has to be both competitive, which means you have to take advantage of the pricing structures and the advantages that come from the low overheads of Medicare, and it has to be accessible to the people that need it, not just 5% of the population. So, you know, the bill as it's written in the House right now, I have a really, really hard time supporting. We're going to give $1 trillion to the private, for-profit health insurance agencies. And frankly, I line up on the side that says they're the problem, not the solution.
Well, let's get to that on the public option. Even if it's something that you don't like, the Senate has had a very hard time with the public option. What's the final bill going to look like from the best that you can tell?
Well, if I was able to sit here today and tell you what the final bill would look like, I'd either be the Speaker of the House or the Leader of the Senate. And I hasten to add that I am a freshman member of Congress. So I can't tell you what the final bill is going to look like. I have no idea, except to say that as it stands right now, I am deeply, deeply concerned. And I am not making good the enemy of perfect. I'm willing to go halfway. But right now, we've given away the farm, the barn, the cows, and the milking machine. And where I come from, that's not a very good deal.
And by halfway, you mean that would a reasonable compromise be a public option with a trigger or a state opt-out?
No. Listen, we've passed other legislation with quote-unquote triggers, and they never pull the trigger. You know, the private health insurance issue right now is spending tens of millions of dollars lobbying Congress so this gets written in a way that they control. And I'm not willing to go, that's not halfway, that's a 90% giveaway. So, you know, I've already given up almost everything because I believe very strongly in single-payer health care. And I get excoriated for it because people call me every name in the book, including socialist. And these are people who have Medicare, and that is a single-payer option, and they're happy with it. So, you know, how much more should we give up in the battle for reform before we have a bill that gives everything away to the private health insurance companies?
Let me ask you about this, because Senator Kent Conrad was out making the rounds yesterday on some of the Sunday shows, and he's still pushing this idea of co-ops. Isn't that dead in the water? I mean, haven't we been through this already? And it's just, what's the point in talking about it?
This is one of the challenges that we face. The Senate bill and the House bill are on different planets. And they're on different planets because as much as I want this administration to succeed, they did not present a piece of legislation to the United States Congress. So both houses started in radically different positions, and even though the president said many times during his address to Congress about health care, he talked about my plan, we still don't have a piece of paper that says what his plan is. So we're kind of like pilots flying in blind here. That's why I cannot tell you what the final piece of legislation is going to look at.
In the House, can you give us an idea of what you think the timetable is going to be? Is this going to be done or at least out of the House by Thanksgiving? What do you think? What are you hearing in the House?
It is my belief, not derived from any factual schedule, just a gut feeling, that there will be a vote on something before Thanksgiving.
Interesting. All right. We'll keep our eye on it. I have one last question for you, Congressman.
Sure, fire away.
Congressman Eric Massa from the state of New York. Now, are you a Giants fan or a Jets fan?
Oh, come on. That's easy. You want me to sacrifice my political career by pitting two New York teams against each other?
Well, they both had rough days yesterday.
I'm going to answer that question in the most direct manner possible. You ready?
Go for it.
I'm a New York Yankees fan.
All right, okay.
Yes, as a Democratic strategist, I would say that was the smart answer.
Good answer,
well,
good
you know,
answer.
I've been taken to the woodshed because of what people call my suicidal candor. And that's the way I am after 24 years in the military. They tell me I'm the most targeted member of Congress. I don't know how else to be anything, and that's why I like coming on your show and being as straightforward as I can be.
And that's why we love having you. Thank you very much, Congressman. I know you have a tough re-election fight. I know you just announced you're running for re-election. You have the full support of the Bill Press Show. You're welcome anytime.
Well, God bless y'all. Good health to you. Looking forward to catching up soon.
Congressman Eric Massa from the 29th District of New York. Boy, he's great. He's strong.
Very direct, very honest.
He pulls no punches.
I mean, those are incredibly admirable qualities, not always admired in politics.
Yeah, exactly. 44 minutes after the hour, it's the Bill Press Show. We'll be right back.
I mean, without you, American people wouldn't have half an idea what the heck's going on, right? So I really appreciate it.
This is the Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net. Chevy Truck Month is on, and that means one thing. Full-size deals on full-size trucks. That's on Tahoe, Suburban, and Silverado, the best-selling full-size trucks in America. And they're all backed by a 5-year, 100,000-mile transferable powertrain limited warranty, whichever comes first. With roadside assistance and courtesy transportation programs, it's America's best coverage. So come in now during Chevy Truck Month and get a full-size deal on a full-size truck. Qualified buyers get 0% APR for 72 months or $6,000 total cash back on select 09 Tahoe vehicles in stock. It's Truck Month, so see your local Chevy dealer today. Based on R.L. Polk & Company CYTD 2009 light truck retail registrations, available only on 20% of vehicles in dealer stock, the longest as of 9/21/09. Monthly payment is $13.89 for every $1,000 financed. Example down payment 13%. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with other offers. See dealer for details. Take delivery by November 2nd, 2009. AM 760, progressive traffic.
Late construction work on the ramp from southbound I-25 to northbound 225. That's created some really slow jams back around Hamden. Also see some slower speeds southbound side of 25, 104th to 84th up in North Glen. And southbound 225, a slow spot Yosemite down to the 25 merge. Single car crash westbound I-70 approaching Pecos. Forecast, another warm but breezy day with afternoon clouds and highs in the 70s. Right now, 56 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Look, I can tell you all the ins and outs of car insurance, but sometimes GEICO surprises even me. Like when it comes to paying your premium. They can automatically debit your checking account or charge your credit card. It's easy, paperless, and I suspect magic. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I know how GEICO can help save you hundreds on car insurance, but all that electronic stuff, poof, off it goes, and you're all good.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart. We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
We're always there, spur of the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource. Our Denver-based solar company has installed hundreds of solar systems for homes and small businesses throughout Colorado. Now is a great time to invest in a solar electric or a solar thermal system. Start with a 30% federal tax credit, the current local rebates, and the lowest panel pricing in history. Combine all three, and you can earn a 7% return on investment in the first 12 months and lower your carbon footprint. Call us at SolSource for a free solar evaluation at 303-297-1874 or visit us online at SolSourceInc.com.
The picture that he used of President Obama in the Hope poster was a photo that was taken by someone that worked at the AP. Now, he's been in the middle of a very interesting trial all about fair use and whether or not he should be able to take these images, make them his own, and then repurpose them. Now, it's a very interesting case that could very well end up at the feet of the Supreme Court, because he argues that, you know, I took this image, I kind of made it my own, he added different designs to it, and then it became his piece of art. The AP says, that's our picture, our guy took it. Shepard Fairey said, you're thinking of a different picture. This is not the picture I used. Turns out, Shepard Fairey admitted over the weekend that he lied.
Oh.
He covered up evidence.
Oh.
He hid evidence, and he really screwed the pooch.
That's not good. That's not going to help your court case.
No matter what, he's guilty. I mean, I hate to say it, because I actually know Shepard Fairey. He and I have known each other for a very long time, and, he's a very talented guy, but boy, oh boy, you start tampering with evidence.
That's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing.
For all the kids out there, don't tamper.
Yeah, don't tamper with evidence.
Don't tamper with evidence.
So maybe his next line could be a picture of himself that says dope instead of hope
nice
underneath it. Some political news. You remember Louis Caldera? He was the director of the White House military office who authorized the low-altitude flyover of Air Force One over New York City.
Nice
he has been replaced. We knew he was fired, but that position was finally filled by George Mulligan. He's a Navy veteran, so welcome George Mulligan to the Obama administration.
Wouldn't you hate playing golf with him? Sorry, I had to do it.
God Almighty! And big news: Dan Glickman. He served as the chairman of the CEO of the Motion Picture Association of America for 5 years. He's stepping down when his contract ends in about a year, September of 2010. He's going to step down. So no word yet as to who is going to replace him. And John Ensign, we know, is running for re-election. How's the fundraising going? We know John Ensign was having an affair with one of his staffers and tried to cover it up, and it's very, very dirty situation. How much money has he raised? Anybody care to guess?
$250,000.
$250,000?
$300,000.
The correct answer is $33,000.
I was off by zero.
Almost half.
I was off by 10.
For July and September, he pulled in just under $33,000. That's down from $301,000 he raised the previous quarter.
And the irony is $30,000 of that came from his parents.
Yeah, right. He spent more than he raised last quarter. He spent $46,000 on legal fees, and he only raised $33,000, so he's losing money on
and
this.
And fine bottles of wine as well.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, that's a little political roundup. We'll be right back. It's the Bill Press Show. Peter Ogburn and Chris Kofinas.
Every time I turn the Bill Press Show, I get pumped up.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Well, I don't need coffee. I throw the coffee out the window.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Times are tough. High car repair bills are getting more expensive. Consider the fact that replacing your power steering could cost over $620. A new engine or transmission could set you back well over $3,000. Consumers Choice Auto Care wants to give you a free, no-obligation quote, so these repair bills cost you nothing. With an extended service plan, you choose the repair shop you want, and we cut them a check directly. Get a free consultation on a solid 5-year, 100,000-mile extended vehicle service agreement, no matter how many miles are on your car. You pick your own coverage, deductible, and payment plan. You even pick your own repair shop, and we pick up the bill. For a very limited time, the first 10 callers get a 25% discount if you call now with your current mileage. For your free quote, call 800-688-7209. That's 800-688-7209. Don't wait. Protect yourself from future expensive repair bills. Call 800-688-7209. That's 800-688-7209.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-535-7676 for your free CD. Call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Somebody give me my lighter. Play Freebird! Freebird! We just noticed that the crowd had maybe gotten a little bit bigger outside the Fox News studios for Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Like 20.
Yeah, maybe 20 now. But Chris put up a good point. There's like, you know, thousands of people that work in that office.
At least.
Peter Ogburn and Chris Kofina sitting in for Bill. I appreciate the opportunity. Chris, big day today. You know, healthcare continues to plug on. What's the next step with this?
I think the big thing to watch now is going to be the compromise bill in terms of merging the Baucus bill and the HELP committee bill. You know, and in particular, is there a public option in there or not? And if there is, what kind of form does it take? Is it a full public option? Public option with trigger? Opt out, you know, public option with a cherry on top. I have no idea.
I like that one.
Yeah, so I think that is going to be a big thing to watch because that will, to a large extent, define, you know, what direction this, not only the legislative strategy and agenda goes, but the political debate.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be, I think, a big thing for this week.
We'll be covering it right here on the Bill Press Show. Chris Kofinas, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. It was very nice.
And by the way,
it's very good.
All those ladies that love Love Chris Kofinas. You can visit our website, BillPressShow.com, to get in touch with you. Lots of female admirers.
Send me your name with on a balloon. Thank
you. Exactly. It's the Bill Press Show. Peter Ogburn sitting in. Tomorrow we'll be joined by comedian David Alan Greer and some authors from The Onion. It's the Bill Press Show. Have a good Monday.
This is the Bill Press Show.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The White House is softening its stand on medical marijuana.
We've been waiting for this type of news for years.
Jeff Jones runs a medical marijuana assistance program in the Bay Area where using marijuana to treat pain, glaucoma, and other conditions is legal. It is still illegal in the eyes of the federal government, but the Justice Department is reportedly telling prosecutors not to charge users or suppliers in 14 states where medical marijuana is permitted. Paul Chabot is with a group that's against making marijuana legal.
For the administration to say this is just a significant disappointment and setback for our entire country and our efforts to keep people away from drugs.
The attorney representing the parents of Fort Collins, Colorado balloon boy Falcon Heaney says his clients are willing to turn themselves in to face charges of staging a publicity stunt hoax. CBS's Hattie Kaufman tells us police believe the plan to fake the boy's wayward balloon flight was not hatched on the spur of the moment.
An associate named Robert Thomas said that he helped plan this months ago. Emails have surfaced that show the two in communication. One of their quotes said it would be the biggest thing since Roswell.
People who've lost homes to foreclosure are still a small fraction of the country's homeless population, but advocacy groups say their numbers are growing. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Cleveland, Ohio grandmother Sherry West used to own and run a homeless shelter. Now she's living in one. And the New York Times reports she's not alone. Homeless groups say foreclosure is now a factor in roughly 1 out of 10 homeless cases. Most are low-income renters whose landlords went into foreclosure. But shelters are seeing more and more homeowners who just fell too far behind on their mortgage payments. Frank?
Both the Pakistani army and the Taliban militants they're fighting are claiming early success in the struggle for control of the South Waziristan Badlands along the border with Afghanistan. But Richard Haass of the Council on Foreign Relations says neither side can expect total victory anytime soon.
There's not going to be a decisive battle here. This is part of a longer struggle that's going to be messy, if you will, in its outcome.
A lawsuit accusing the Catholic Diocese of Wilmington, Delaware, and an ex-priest of sexual abuse scheduled to begin today has been delayed. That delay was automatic once the diocese filed for bankruptcy last night. David Clossy, an advocate for the victims of abuse by priests, takes a dim view of the filing.
This is not about protecting church assets. This is about protecting church secrets.
Police have not identified any suspects yet in the fatal stabbing of a University of Connecticut football player. 20-year-old Jasper Howard was stabbed outside a dance on the UConn campus in Storrs. His mother, Jo Angela, says he was a good kid.
I love my baby. They took him from me. He didn't bother nobody. He was my only son.
S&P futures are up about 5.5 points just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Hi, this is Sally Field. You may not know it, but osteoporosis runs in families. My mother has it, and now I have it. So my doctor started me on once-monthly Boniva. Boniva helps stop and reverse bone loss, so it's possible to do more than just stop bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
You've got one body and one life, so it's important to have strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit boniva.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The family in last week's balloon chase could be charged as early as today. The sheriff for Larimer County says the claim that their six-year-old son had drifted away in a homemade balloon was a publicity stunt on the part of Richard and Mayumi Heaney. The Heaneys have hired attorney David Lane to represent them. He says they will surrender themselves to authorities.
You need not have a public spectacle of a perp walk for the media's consumption. These folks are presumed innocent.
Lane has represented a number of high-profile clients in Colorado, most recently fired CU professor Ward Churchill. University of Colorado leaders are proposing a ban on student parking on campus. The school says 75% of its students already walk, bike, or take the bus to class. CU officials say they want to reduce energy consumption and cut greenhouse gas emissions. In sports, the Broncos are still not getting much respect from the odds makers. They may be undefeated on the season, but the Broncos are still an underdog in tonight's Monday night matchup against the San Diego Chargers. The game is in San Diego, and the Chargers have beaten the Broncos in most of their recent matches. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where the slowest stretches of this morning's commute are southbound I-25, just past 120th, down towards 84th. Southbounders on 2 1/4, you're also feeling it. Just after that Barker curve as you're making your way towards DTC. Speeds through there are going to drop down into the 20-mile-an-hour range. We do have a couple different trouble spots. They're cleaning up a single-vehicle accident, westbound I-70, coming up on Pecos. And construction crews continue to work on that ramp, trying to access northbound 225 from southbound I-25. There's going to be lane restrictions there. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a partly sunny day with a high of about 75, 76 degrees. Overnight and low, dropping down to 48, currently 52. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or online. Attend an open house at DU on October 27th. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go. That's
Jared! Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. We've installed over 30 solar systems for elementary, middle, and high schools in Denver and throughout Colorado. As a longtime educator myself, I'm helping teachers develop curriculum for children to learn more about energy efficiency and renewable energy. With new local rebates, federal tax credits, and grant funding, now is a great time for schools to get solar electric systems installed at little or no cost. Let us help you get solar on your school. Call SolSource for a free evaluation at 303-297-1874 or online at SolSourceInc.com.
Kevin Richards just sent his identity out shopping.
Hey, Kev, it's me, your identity.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. The retailer is sending the stuff.
Did you talk to strangers?
No. But I met a nice group of guys from Russia.
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard. We scan everything from credit bureaus to public records, so you know what's going on. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again. Visit IdentityGuard.com. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Balloon Boy, the whole situation. We talked on Friday about Balloon Boy and whether it was a hoax. Now the authorities about to, arrest Richard Heaney, the father of Balloon Boy. I guess Balloon Dad. is that what we should call him?
Balloon Dad. Balloon That's a new Dad. One.
So they're about to arrest Balloon Dad, and that's only part of what's gone on over the weekend. So let's get right to it. Wait, hold on. Before we get right to our news update, let me just tell you what we're going to do today, because we've put off a couple things, and we have a really packed show for you. We're going to talk about Rush Limbaugh. We're going to get to that in the 7 a.m. hour. So we're going to get to whether Rush Limbaugh, whether you think he is a racist, and we're going to let you decide. You make the call. We're going to talk at 8. We'll open it up about Balloon Boy and whether you think they should prosecute this family to the fullest extent of the law or whether they should show some leniency. At 8:30, we're going to check in with Ed Perlmutter, who has taken some controversial positions on Wall Street reform, and that's putting it nicely. So we're going to bring him into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo at 8:30. And then at 9, we're going to go over these comments made by George H.W. Bush late at the end of last week, former President Bush calling for civility in politics, lashing out at the left for supposedly making our politics less civil. Of course, this comes from the man who created Willie Horton tactics in American politics. And no, he did not apologize for his own role in coarsening the political debate here in the United States. So that's what we got for you. So let's get right to our news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Okay, so I got three pieces of very, very good news from the Obama administration. And this is in no order, but they are three pieces of good news. First, Obama threatens insurers' antitrust exemption. President Obama mounted a frontal assault on the insurance industry on Saturday, accusing it of using, quote, deceptive and dishonest ads to derail his health care legislation and threatening to strip the industry of its long-standing exemption from federal antitrust laws. In unusually harsh terms, says the New York Times, Obama cast insurance companies as obstacles to change, interested only in preserving their own profits and bonuses, and willing to bend the truth or break it to stop the drive to remake the nation's health care system. And again, he floated the idea of supporting legislation by Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid to revoke the insurance industry's special antitrust exemption, which I guess there's a one little asterisk there. I think it's a sad state of our political debate when you are seen as taking some sort of major step by threatening to strip away an industry's special exemption, right? Every other industry has to face antitrust laws, has to follow antitrust laws, not the health insurance industry. So I want to be clear. I think it's really, really good news. I think Obama has been a little late in getting off the getting to this point of really going after the health insurance industry, but it's good news and better late than never. Some more good news from the Obama administration. White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel said President Obama does not intend to decide about sending additional troops to Afghanistan until he is satisfied that the Afghan government can work effectively with the United States. The Chief of Staff effectively taking an immediate escalation off the table in Afghanistan. So that's really good news. And then this from the AP. Federal drug agents won't pursue pot-smoking patients or their sanctioned suppliers in states that allow medical marijuana under new legal guidelines to be issued today by the Justice Department. Two Justice Department officials described the new policy, saying prosecutors will be told it is not a good use of their time to arrest people who use or provide medical marijuana in strict compliance with state law. The guidelines to be issued by the department do, however, make it clear that agents will go after people whose marijuana distribution goes beyond what is permitted under state law or use medical marijuana as a cover for, quote-unquote, other crimes. However, this is very, very good news for the cause of drug policy reform. Really, really fantastic news. Colorado, obviously, we've talked about here on this show, has a lot of a growing medical marijuana dispensary business. So this is great news for the folks in that business. A couple more national stories. The Energy Department has concluded in an internal audit that it does not properly track whether manufacturers that give their appliances an Energy Star label have met the required specifications for energy efficiency. So when you use those Energy Star appliances and you think you're saving energy, you may actually not be saving nearly as much as you think. Some pretty scary words from the Prime Minister of Britain. He says that the United Kingdom faces a catastrophe of floods, droughts, and killer heat waves if world leaders fail to agree to a deal on climate change Prime Minister Gordon Brown said negotiators had just 50 days to save the world from global warming and break the negotiating impasse. 50 days. An incredible stat from one of my favorite blogs, FireDogLake.com. They took a look at a CNN article. The healthcare sector has spent $263 million this year lobbying Congress for changes to healthcare reform. How big is that amount of money? That amount of money is more than the amount of money it would cost to insure all of the people who died this year because they did not have health insurance. Right, that we had a Harvard study come out a couple weeks ago saying about 45,000 people die a year because of lack of health insurance. If the average health insurance premium for an individual is $4,824, according to USA Today, you divide that by $263 million, and you could cover more than the amount of people who died, all of the Americans who died, because they lack health insurance. That puts it in perspective. Some local news, kidney dialysis giant DaVita, which announced in May it's moving from California to Colorado, is narrowing its search for a new corporate headquarters here, so that is happening here in Colorado. Bad news, the surveillance video had captured a crime that is occurring with mounting frequency in Denver. A thief on a bike stops, smashes the window of a parked sport utility vehicle, and grabs something from inside before riding off. A few moments later, he's caught on camera again stealing from another vehicle. And this is part of a story in the Denver Post about smash-and-grab auto thefts on the rise here in Denver. The big story yesterday in the Denver Post, the A1 story, more Colorado children now living in poverty. And here is the real stat. The number of children living in poverty grew in Colorado at the nation's highest rate. Out of every state in the nation, our rate of childhood poverty is growing the fastest. It grew 73% from 2000 to 2006. That is an unbelievable amount of growth. It's really disturbing. 87,000 more Colorado kids live in poverty in 2007 than in 2000. Disturbing, disturbing report in the Denver Post. Colorado law has netted more than $600,000 from the gambling winnings of deadbeat parents, according to Fox 31. Mark Udall is making some news, calling for an immediate implementation of an end to the "don't ask, don't tell" policy in the military. Aurora voters are being told the four libraries are going to close if they do not vote for a tax hike on the ballot on Election Day. Governor Ritter reversed himself after howls of protest from advocacy groups, saying he's not going to cut a program that gives cash assistance to thousands of poor and disabled Coloradans. So that's some good news. Bad news, personal income declines in Colorado in the second quarter of the year. U.S. personal income rose, but here in Colorado it declined. And a couple more stories here from Colorado. Colorado companies have created more jobs through federal contracts funded with stimulus dollars than companies in every other state, but the number is somewhat misleading. Details released by the federal government show that most of the jobs were generated by a single outsourcing firm, and most were temporary jobs. So a mixed review there. Cheyenne, if you're listening from Wyoming, Cheyenne is about to start issuing $750 fines for talking on the phone while driving. The grace period for Cheyenne's new ordinance that bans using handheld cell phones while driving is over. And now if you're caught up there, $750 fine. And our final news story, which is what we're going to get to, finally, as promised, Rush Limbaugh publishes a Wall Street Journal editorial today. The race card, football, and me, lashing out at his critics, lashing out at the NFL, lashing out at his critics, insisting that he is not a racist. It is an amazing piece of propaganda which he has put out there. Now, what he says is, I was accused of once supporting slavery and having praised Martin Luther King Jr.'s murderer, James Earl Ray. He goes on to deny that he said, I never said I supported slavery, and I never praised James Earl Ray. Now, we went over this on Thursday, and what I said on Thursday after reading this from a list of quotes that have been quoted all throughout the media, that there is no concrete proof that Limbaugh said that. We do not have an audio recording of those two quotes. So Limbaugh is absolutely right. However, don't let two misattributed quotes make you forget about all of the other things that he has said. And what we're going to do after the break is play a bunch of, just the best of, really, not even all of, just a bunch of, the best of Rush Limbaugh on race, and we will let you decide whether Rush Limbaugh is, as he insists in the Wall Street Journal, I'm not kidding you here, he insists in the Wall Street Journal that he is a leading voice for the belief in a colorblind society where every individual is treated as a precious human being without regard to race. Rush Limbaugh in the Wall Street Journal today, billing himself as one of the leading voices for racial equality in the United States. That is your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
So after the break, we're going to play a bunch of clips from Rush Limbaugh. And we will let you decide whether Rush Limbaugh is one of the leading voices for racial equality in the United States, as he asserts in today's Wall Street Journal, in the wake of him being rejected from buying an NFL team. It's 719 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, going up to the mid-70s. I'm David Sirota. We're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Good morning. Construction work late on the ramp from southbound I-25 to northbound 225. Seeing some small delays back past Hampton, so tough getting into the tech center that way. Also stop and go southbound side of 25 up in North Glen. That's going to start at 120th all the way down to 84th. That's going to briefly loosen up for you. More jams there from 48th into downtown at Spear Boulevard. One small surface street crash, 26th and Kipling. Also seeing some heavy jams on the turnpike westbound, Table Mesa Drive out to Baseline into Boulder. Forecast today, nice mix of sun and clouds, warm and breezy, a high near 80 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-40s, and rain tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s. Your current downtown temperature, 58 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
October is National Donut Month, and that...
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has Connections from Hallmark greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
The rain. A perfect moment for a soothing cup of tea. And for me, the best tea moments are made with Twinings Tea. After all, they've been blending the world's finest teas for over 300 years. So I can just sit back with the refreshing aroma of my Twinings Pure Peppermint Herbal Tea. And even this rainy day will feel a bit brighter. Twinings of London, you deserve a better cup of tea.
Pick up a box of delicious Twinings Tea today or visit TwiningsUSA.com.
Stay
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a $50 certificate to Rodizio Grill for only $25. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
And are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and click on the banner to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Just click on the banner to get your free 30-day supply of Beta Prostate.
Schultz, mornings at 10. Not brain surgery. Then it's Tom Hartman, afternoons at 1.
Patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and freedom.
Mario comes your way at 4.
The American dream is still alive.
And Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Is Rush Limbaugh a racist? Rush Limbaugh making headlines this morning with a big editorial in the Wall Street Journal claiming that he is being persecuted for his political ideology, claiming that he is not a racist, claiming that he is one of the leading voices. I'm really not making this up. He is claiming, you can read it. He is claiming that he is one of the leading voices in America, espousing, quote, a belief in a colorblind society where every individual is treated as a precious human being without regard to his race. That's what Rush Limbaugh claims today in the Wall Street Journal, saying that the NFL is not allowing him to buy a team, and they are unduly persecuting him. So, we discussed this a little bit on Thursday, and I want to get back to the discussion, because a lot of folks, I shouldn't say a lot, some folks called up and said, there is no proof that Rush Limbaugh is a racist. No proof whatsoever. Now, they cite the fact that Limbaugh has been misattributed through the media, on two particular quotes. There was one quote about where it was attributed that he said some nice things or that touting the supposed benefits of slavery, and another quote where he seemed to suggest that it was James Earl Ray, the assassin of Martin Luther King, was a national hero. Limbaugh denies that, and when we read those quotes here on this show, within a couple minutes, I made clear after checking, after double-checking the source, that it wasn't, we don't have concrete proof that he made those comments. And I think it's important for everybody to correct the record who has suggested that Limbaugh made those two comments. We're not like the right. We correct the record here. However, that doesn't mean that Limbaugh hasn't made other comments. Now, we're going to play a couple here, but I want to be clear. The two comments that have been misattributed to Limbaugh, it's interesting to ask yourself why people believe that he made them in the first place. And here's what a St. Louis Post-Dispatch columnist named Brian Burwell wrote last week about this. He was one of the people who had misattributed a quote to Limbaugh. He said, quote, the quote was so in character with the many things that Limbaugh has said before, didn't verify it beyond the book. Let's play along for the time being and take him at his word that he was inaccurately quoted in this book. Heck, let's go along for the full ride that it was all a horrible, quote, fabrication. So what are we left with, says Burwell? Well, essentially, I think we just threw a deck chair off the Titanic. There's still a huge pile of polarizing, bigoted debris stacked up on the deck of the good ship Limbaugh that he can't deny or even remotely distance himself from. So what is he talking about? Here now, we are going to play a series of clips from Rush Limbaugh about race. And you decide if Rush Limbaugh is a voice, one of America's leading voices, as he suggests in the Wall Street Journal today, for racial equality. Here is Rush Limbaugh about President Obama wanting to be, as he says, supposedly, the black FDR.
I think I finally figured it out, folks. I think I finally figured out why it is Obama's pushing so hard on this health care bill. He just wants us to have the same health care and plan that he had in Kenya.
So that
look, you know, economic anxiety is necessary if you want to become the next black FDR, which is, well, the black FDR. That's what he wants. He wants to be the black FDR.
So Obama wants to be the black FDR, according to Limbaugh, and wants people to have the same health care that, quote unquote, he had in Kenya. Now, Obama never lived in Kenya. So you make the call about whether that is Rush Limbaugh trying to raise the issue of Obama's foreignness and his race all at the same time. How about this about Rush Limbaugh and African-American youths?
He is not transcendent on race. Obama is telling us he is a black American first and an American second. I have a question. I wonder how white college students at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, are feeling these days. I wonder if they are nervous walking down the street and they see a couple of black boys dressed in baggy clothes with their hats on backwards swaggering toward them. I wonder how they feel. I wonder if it meant they're going to be shot in the face for their ATM cards and their PIN numbers.
So that was Rush Limbaugh saying that Barack Obama puts his is a black American before he is an American, and then going on putting out there a number of racial stereotypes about young black kids, college kids. Here is Rush Limbaugh calling black people, or making a distinction between, I guess, clean black people and, I guess, unclean black people. Here you go.
U.S. blacks, young U.S. blacks, believe in politics. According to a new study, many U.S. blacks are as confident, and we're talking about the clean ones here, folks, I must stipulate this, young, clean U.S. blacks believe in politics. Many young U.S. blacks are as confident as their white and Hispanic peers that they can use politics to make things better, but if young blacks feel alienated from today's government. Why would that be? The government's been taking care of them their whole lives. Why would they feel alienated from today's government means the Bush administration. There's good news and bad news when it comes to politics, particularly as U.S. Senator Barack the Clean Obama, an Illinois Democrat, may try to become the first black to reach the White House.
So Limbaugh making a distinction between, I guess, clean black and, I guess, unclean black people. This is, again, according to the Wall Street Journal, and what he said in the Wall Street Journal, this is from one of the leading voices for racial equality and tolerance in America. How about this one about the Democratic primary and why Barack Obama was able to win it?
I think it really goes back to the fact that nobody had the guts to stand up and say no to a black guy. They were liberal policies are always going to end up strangling liberals too. And I think this is a classic illustration here where affirmative action has reared its ugly head against them. It's the reverse of it. They've ended up nominating and placing the top of their ticket somebody who's not qualified, who has not earned it. It's perfect affirmative action.
So Obama is an affirmative action case. He only was able to rise because society saw that he was black and gave him a leg up. How about this one? This is a really great one about Obama supposedly abandoning his white half.
It is clear, and this is part that might bother some of you, it is clear that Senator Obama has disowned his white half. That he's decided he's got to go all in on the black side, and therefore, I saw this endorsement. Bill Richardson. Let's grab soundbite 22. Bill Richardson showing up with a goatee and a dangling mustache, like Fu Manchu with the beard with a little goatee there. And that's not by accident, ladies and gentlemen. You know, there's a big argument in the between the Hispanic community, black community, over who is the official American minority. Because the official American minority gets the goodies. And so there's animosity.
Minorities get the goodies in American society. Rush Limbaugh. Again, apparently the leading voice, one of the leading voices for racial equality in the United States. Let's go to another one. How about this? President Obama is trying to destroy white cops.
Here you have a black president trying to destroy a white policeman when he doesn't know the facts of the case.
And then we're going to get to these. I think are the two most obvious ones. Obama's agenda as reparations for black people.
If I were Sharpton, if I'd been guest hosting Sharpton's show and I got a call like that, somebody complaining, I said, what they don't know is that in Obama's entire economic program is reparations. If I were Sharpton, if I'd been guest hosting Sharpton's show and I got a call like that, somebody complaining, I said, no, hey, let me hear the truth here. Everything in the stimulus plan, every plan he's got is reparations. He's going to take from the rich. He's going to take from the rich. He's going to give it to you. It just can't happen overnight. Be patient. That's what's redistribution of wealth, reparations, whatever, returning the nation's wealth to its rightful owners, whatever you want to call it, it's reparations.
And finally, Rush Limbaugh taking a video of black teenagers in a fight with a white teenager and saying that this is President Obama's America.
Greetings, my friends. Well, it's Obama's America, is it not? Obama's America. White kids getting beat up on school buses now. I mean, you put your kids on a school bus, you expect safety, but in Obama's America, the white kids now get beat up with the black kids cheering, yeah, right on, right on, right on, right on. And, of course, everybody said, oh, the white kid deserved it. He was born a racist. He's white. Newsweek magazine told us this. We know that white students are destroying civility on buses, white students destroying civility in classrooms all over America, white congressmen destroying civility in the House of Representatives. I mean, we can redistribute students while we redistribute their parents' wealth. I mean, we can just redistribute everything. Just return the white students to their rightful place, their own bus, with bars on the windows and armed guards. They're racist. They get what they deserve. Newsweek magazine told us this. Post-racial America. I mean, I wonder if Obama's going to come to the defense of the assailants the way he did his friend Skip Gates.
So that is just a few quotes from Rush Limbaugh. And we're going to let you make the call now. I mean, if you're a conservative, we just played a huge amount, and that's just a taste from Media Matters. You can find more at www.mediamatters.org. That's just a taste. So we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after the break. If you're a conservative in particular, but anybody's allowed, feel free to call. But if you're a conservative, you're a ditto head, please call up. And tell us, tell our audience, tell Colorado how you can listen to that and say Rush Limbaugh is not a racist. I will put out there right now, if and when you call up and you say that what you just heard was not racist and that that was the voice of racial equality in America, as Rush Limbaugh insists this morning in the Wall Street Journal, I would suggest that the burden of proof is on you to prove that you are not a racist. 303-713-7600. We're going to get right to it after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, crews still working this construction on the ramp from southbound 25 to northbound 225. Still causing some jams back around Hamden. Also seeing some really slow speeds southbound side of 25 in the teens and 20s, 120th down to 84th. Also heavy after downtown once you get past about I-70. Table Mesa to Baselines where it's really rough heading westbound on the turnpike. Also a little heavy in Westminster from Sheridan to Church Ranch. Eastbounders tapping the brakes there after Federal. One surface street
Street crash, 26th and Kipling. Forecast, another warm but breezy day, afternoon clouds and highs around 80 degrees. Right now, 58 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, road safety starts where rubber meets road. Through October, when you visit your neighborhood Toyota dealers and buy three tires, you get the fourth tire for just $1. For the right tires at the right price, trust your neighborhood Toyota dealer. Toyota, the right choice.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you Audio on Demand.
Right now, making smart decisions for your home improvements are more important than ever. And at The Lumber Guy, you'll save 40 to 70% every day over the big box stores. The Lumber Guy is a fix and flipper's dream. And the weekend warriors will be saying, my other girl is The Lumber Guy. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Firm, proud supporters of AM 760. Call 303-300-1600. That's 303-300-1600.
Liberty Bell Telecom wants to put $500 in your pocket. How? With our new low-priced introductory offer to Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles. You get phone service, high-speed internet, and digital TV through Dish for $500 off our already low prices, plus free installation. And then don't forget to ask about 6 months of high-definition TV for free. We are your true local phone company, where you're never just a number. And remember, this is conventional phone service, not VoIP, and your high-speed internet will have you yelling, yippee-i-o. And when the digital TV transition comes, you'll be ready. Call for your free installation, quick, seamless, with the best customer service in the business. 303-BUNDLES, 303-BUNDLES, or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
If you're in sales or own your own business, how long will it take you to find one really great sales prospect? A day? A week? A month? Well, what if you could make one 10-minute phone call and end up with 100 targeted prospects? And what if those prospects were yours for free? Give us 10 minutes, and we'll show you how to find 100 prospects just like your best customers. Here's the number, 1-800-700-5976. That's the number for Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted prospects. We'll find the right leads for you, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to. And to prove it, we'll give you 100 targeted prospects for free. It all starts with a simple phone call. Simply tell us who your best customers are, and we'll find you more prospects like them. Don't waste a week trying to find one targeted prospect. Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
The sounds of the season. You could say... They're spreading. So before winter illness comes calling, get your Sam's Club Savings Checkup. You'll find amazing values on prescriptions, over-the-counter medications, and other items for your health and well-being. Simply stop by your Sam's Club pharmacy from 2 to 6 p.m. Friday, October 23rd, or 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, the 24th. Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com before winter strikes. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Nowadays, all sorts of people are changing their oil.
Motor oil?
Check.
Funnel?
Check.
Hey, champ, don't put the funnel on your head.
Doing your own oil change is a great way to save money. With Walmart's unbeatable prices on Castrol, Mobil 1, Pennzoil, and Valvoline, you could save even more.
All done. Pizza cake.
More people are changing their oil. With Walmart's unbeatable prices, they're changing where they get it too. Save money, live better, Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
Greetings, my friends. Well, it's Obama's America, is it not? Obama's America, white kids getting beat up on school buses now.
That's the leading voice of racial equality in the United States, according to the Wall Street Journal this morning, Rush Limbaugh. Is Rush Limbaugh a racist? What do you think? 303-713-7600. We just played a slew of clips. I assure you there are plenty, plenty more where those came from. So I cannot wait. I can't wait for callers to call up after listening to that and insist that this is not the voice of a racist. Let's fire it up. Let's gong in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. If we can.
Fear does not exist in this dojo.
760 Progressive Dojo. Let's go to Eddie in Littleton. Eddie, you want to deny that Rush Limbaugh is a racist?
Well, I'd like to start off with how easily you dismiss repeating quotes that were not attributed to Mr. Limbaugh, not verifying them. If you call that journalism, Rush Limbaugh is not a racist.
What's your point? No, make your point. Make your point again. I didn't quite understand.
You read those quotes several times last week, and you did not verify them. You should be ashamed of yourself.
And that, and what happened was, and we can go to the tapes. 5 minutes after I read it on the first time, after the damage, I corrected the record. Now, do you have an answer, Eddie? Do you have an answer to what we just played? Eddie, do you have an answer to what we just played? Answer. That's what the question of the AM7. Answer it right now. Fire away. Answer the question, Eddie. Answer the question, Eddie. You got 5 seconds.
All right. I only have a couple on there. I don't listen to them all the time. But you have taken these clips completely out of context.
Which part have I taken out of context? Eddie, what have I taken out of context?
You're playing a short clip without having the entire context. I'm just saying these are short clips, and he's talking, for example, the clean
what
comment.
What was taken out of context? Yes.
The clean comment was based on Joe Biden.
Joe Biden made an inappropriate comment, and Rush Limbaugh repeated it. What's taken out of context about that?
You can't poke fun at liberals when they say clean, articulate, like Mr. Biden. Oh, we can't do
This is poking fun?
Yes.
You heard him refer to clean blacks.
Yes.
That's poking fun. What about reparations? What about Obama's America? What about Obama destroys a white cop? What about Obama abandons his White House? In fact, Eddie, let's put you on hold and let's see what you say about this. We'll bring you right back. Let's do Obama abandons his White House. Let's see if we can get that up. Let's hear what Eddie has to say about this.
It is clear. And this is the stuff, this part that might bother some of you. It is clear that Senator Obama has disowned his White Half. That he's decided he's got to go all in on the black side, and therefore, I saw this endorsement, Bill Richardson. Let's grab soundbite 22. Bill Richardson showing up with a goatee and a dangling mustache, like Fu Manchu with the beer with a little goatee there. And that's not by accident, ladies and gentlemen. You know, there's a big argument in the between the Hispanic community, black community, over who is the official American minority. Because the official American minority gets the goodies. And so there's animosity.
So, Eddie, you racist, why do you think that's not racist? How can you argue that's not racist?
Argument, David.
I played eight clips, Eddie. You have no answer the
David,
question. How is that not racist?
That saying clean articulate was a poke in the eye at Joe Biden, and that is satire and perfectly legitimate. Would you admit
so
that?
So you are no, I don't admit that. So I do not I do not acknowledge that.
No
I do not
on.
Acknowledge
I
that. I do not acknowledge that repeating the racist comment of somebody else in a way that says that's it. Joe Biden made a racist comment. That's absolutely right. And you know who else is a racist?
Who else?
Eddie from Littleton. Thanks, Eddie. Let's go to Danny in Boulder. Danny, you're on AM 760.
Great show this morning.
Thanks, man.
Rush Limbaugh and his whole agenda and shtick is totally racist. It's divisive. And I think we should give him credit for being the leading voice, and let people decide for themselves, you know, whether it's for racial equality or racial bigotry.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. The first call we've taken is somebody who denies. I mean, we played, what is it? How many clips did we play? Eight? That was eight clips out of it.
Eddie is so racist, and he attacks you for making an assumption. He gives you no credit for making an apology once you fact check.
Yeah, and I think the important part of that. I mean, this is let me. I'm not trying to. to absolve myself here, other than to say that this was repeated through, I mean, this was reported in CNN, it was reported all over the place, and the author of the book who attributed this, misattributed this to the two quotes to Limbaugh, is absolutely, you know, it's the wrong thing to do. It's not right. And I think Limbaugh is right to say that, hey, I didn't know. Did Limbaugh say them? I mean, we don't have the evidence of it, but the important point here is to say, sure, we don't have it. It was misattributed, but, and this is what the St. Louis Post-Dispatch says, and I think this is exactly right. The quotes were so in character with the many things that Limbaugh has said before,
absolutely,
that many people didn't verify it beyond the book because it was in character.
Yep.
And there is a huge pile of bigoted debris stacked up all over the place.
The real reason I called is I just cringed when you opened your show, and you were basically setting the table for this whole discussion, and you said that Rush Limbaugh was absolutely correct that there was no tapes or anything to validate the two quotes that or two assumptions. I think he was technically correct, but was not. He's certainly not absolutely correct. And in the whole context of Rush Limbaugh and what he rags on over and over and over again, it is so easy to assume that some accusations may not be, you know, direct quotes.
That's right. And I think that, you know, I mean, that's why I say, look, we don't have the audio, right? But would you be surprised if Limbaugh said that stuff based on what we've just played? I mean, we just played 8 clips, and that's a good point. There is no, we have not found the audio of those two quotes, and what's so frickin' hilarious. I mean, I am laughing about it. I was laughing all over the weekend about it. The only thing that the ditto heads can say is, well, you don't have the tape on one of or two of his quotes, and we've just played the tape on 8. So it's this ridiculous attempt to say, hey, you don't have the tape on one, so he's the leading voice of racial equality in America. It's so pathetic. But hey, if you want to call up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, you are welcome to 303-713-7600. Is Rush Limbaugh a racist? We just played a bunch of his clips, and there's plenty more where they come from. Come on into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. And let me say again, if you could listen to all those clips we just played, come into the dojo. The burden of proof is on you to prove that you are not a racist if you say that what you've just heard isn't racist. 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Stop and go now, Dave, coming out of Aurora, southbound side of 225, Parker Road to 25. Also on the trip on 25, seeing really heavy jams in North Glen and Thornton, southbound side, 120th down to 84th. Also heavy there from 48th past Spear Boulevard. Westbound Turnpike also busy from Table Sheridan to Church Ranch, again from Table Mesa into Boulder at Baseline. Also see some heavy jams coming eastbound on 6th Avenue out of Lakewood, Sheridan to Federal. But right now it looks like we're accident-free on the highways and the surface streets. Forecast, nice mix of sun and clouds, warm and breezy, high near 80, right now 57 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or online. Attend an open house at DU on October 27th. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu. EDU.
Face it, we all want...
Here's another money-saving secret from Arm & Hammer.
Hi, I'm Penny. I use Arm & Hammer with OxiClean. I love it. It's changed the way I do my laundry. I have both the OxiClean stain fighters and the Arm & Hammer baking soda in one laundry detergent.
Arm & Hammer plus OxiClean has the cleaning power you need and costs up to a third less per load than the leading brand.
In this economy, when we're all trying to save a few more dollars, this is the product to purchase.
Now look for a free Arm & Hammer detergent rebate offer on specially marked boxes of Arm & Hammer baking soda.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them, and they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Getting lulled back in, and I mean, believe me, my whole career is built around the stock market and learning how to take advantage of it, both up and down, and make money from it. But yeah, I see that happening. People are coming right back in again with the same old portfolios or never changed them because they're saying, look, it's come back handily. But don't you understand that if you're in the same stuff that drove you down, sure, it brought you back up again. But if you're never going to get out or take profits, you don't have really a plan. You're just riding the ups and downs of the market.
Yeah, I think
that's true.
I think you're right. And I think that this idea of lulling people to sleep, lulling the regular investor to sleep, is a real huge danger, especially when this Wall Street reform package is slowing down in the Congress. And I, you know, you and I talk every morning about the need to have a strategy. And when you look at what's going on both in the political realm and the Wall Street realm on the market, I think it's, you know, having a strategy is more important than ever. You can give Mike and the team at Presidential Brokerage a call, 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. Give Mike and the team at Presidential Brokerage a call today. Hey, Mike, thanks for letting me put you on the spot a little bit.
Anytime, David. I like it.
All right, man. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, buddy.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
Are you tired of continually spending money on cleaning products that are bad for you and the environment? A one-time purchase of the Our Clean World microfiber cloth infused with silver will last an average of 6 years. With our revolutionary cloth, your impact on the planet is minimal and your savings is huge. Visit OurCleanWorld.com to see for yourself. Tell us what you think. We love our cloth for cleaning counters, tile, floors, bathtubs, showers, glass, mirrors, even your car and your pets. Go to OurCleanWorld.com.
I think it really goes back to the fact that nobody had the guts to stand up and say no to a black guy.
That's the leading voice of racial equality in America, according to his statement in the Wall Street Journal today. That's Rush Limbaugh. Is Rush Limbaugh a racist? 303-713-7600. We're talking about this because Limbaugh is in the Wall Street Journal this morning saying he's being persecuted when the NFL did not allow him to buy a team. He's saying he's one of the leading voices of racial equality in America. We're taking your calls, seeing what you think about Rush Limbaugh. Annie in Denver. Annie, you going to deny that Rush Limbaugh is a racist?
Oh, great. I'm so glad I have the opportunity for you to call me a racist. So the burden of proof is on me to prove that I'm not?
If you say that what you just heard from Rush Limbaugh isn't racist, then the burden of proof is on you to prove that you are not a racist.
Okay. Great. So here's the point. Rush Limbaugh does what I think to be an exceptional job of pointing out the fact that the left uses racism as a conversation ender, meaning you call me a racist, the conversation ends. He does a very good job of pointing out the silliness of people like Joe Biden who make racist comments himself, to point out the fact that the country is so focused artificially on the divisions between races.
Annie, so, do you have an answer to the question about all the clips that we just played and the answer to the question about whether what you just heard is racist in nature?
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to answer your question. The point is...
No, answer that question. That is a direct... Don't give me the point. I'm asking you a question. You heard all those clips. Are those clips racist in nature, yes or no?
No, they are satirical in nature. What he's doing is pointing out the fact
they're
that...
They're satirical. They're satirical.
Will you let me finish my point?
No, I won't let you. I won't let you finish your point. You know what to do? I got to take a break. Here's what we're going to do. We'll hold you through the break. We'll get back to your call after the break. Okay.
Just took a break.
I got to get the national news. So I'm going to hang. You hang on. Okay. 7:58 here. We're going to get a national news update, and then we're going to talk to Annie, who's denying that Rush Limbaugh's a racist. Stick around.
There's a lot of ways you can stay connected.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource. Our Denver-based solar company has installed hundreds of solar systems for homes and small businesses throughout Colorado. Now is a great time to invest in a solar electric or solar thermal system. Start with a 30% federal tax credit, the current local rebates, and the lowest panel pricing in history. Combine all three, and you can earn a 7% return on investment in the first 12 months and lower your carbon footprint. Call us at SolSource for a free solar evaluation at 303-297-1874 or visit us online at SolSourceInc.com.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme.
So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards.
Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Where your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at mycleanpc.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. There's breaking news from Afghanistan, and it's not good news for President Hamid Karzai. CBS's Mandy Clark has the latest from Kabul.
The Election Complaints Commission that was investigating fraud into the Afghan elections have thrown out hundreds of thousands of ballots. That means that the country is heading for a runoff election.
The decision to get rid of all those ballots denies Karzai the 50% of the vote he needed to win. In Washington, Secretary of State Clinton has just unveiled a new carrot and stick policy toward Sudan, the promise of rewards if it ends bloodshed in Darfur.
Words alone are not enough. Assessment of progress and decisions regarding incentives and disincentives will be based on verifiable changes in conditions on the ground.
A lawyer says the parents of Colorado balloon boy Falcon Heaney are ready to face the music, but David Lane tells the CBS News Early Show the couple's three sons ought to be protected.
These folks are absolutely willing to turn themselves in. I don't want to see a perp walk done for media consumption in this case. I don't think it's humane to arrest people in front of their children.
The Heaneys could face jail time for telling police Falcon was missing on a runaway balloon when they allegedly knew he was safe at home. CBS's Lee Frank tells us a friend could shed light on what happened.
Robert Thomas claims he helped Richard Heaney plan a balloon hoax. He says it was intended to be a UFO-related news event and raise reality TV awareness about the Heaney family, but says he didn't know it would involve the kids.
The government's relaxing its hardline opposition to medical marijuana. CBS's Peter Mayer has that.
Federal prosecutors will no longer go after medical marijuana users and suppliers as long as they obey state laws. Bruce Merkin with the Marijuana Policy Project is pleased.
Marijuana is a useful medicine for some patients.
But Paul Chabot with the Coalition for a Drug-Free California calls it a dangerous decision.
This is simply an effort by the drug legalization groups to push their drug legalization agenda by standing on the backs of sick people.
14 states already allow the use of marijuana for medical treatments. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
Attention, Target shoppers. Bring a reusable shopping bag and get a nickel off. Industry analyst Bert Flickinger says it's good for the environment and good for Target's bottom line.
The purchase of bags is one of the most significant expenses for any retail chain store. So by cutting the number of bags, it saves tremendous amount of money.
There's a new face at the neighborhood market in Ben Lomond, California. 90-year-old Ian Thierman has come out of retirement to be the store's greeter. He had to. Bernard Madoff stole his life savings. Market owner Ron Clements calls Thierman an inspiration.
His will to succeed after losing everything, people are saying to me, you know what? I'm going to step up to the plate. I'm just not going to sit here and take it. I'm going to step up and make something happen. And
Thierman says he's happy to have a job.
So I'm going to do the best I can.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are back over 10,000. They're up 13 points. This is CBS News.
You're a small business person, so you're the buyer, the seller, the bean counter, the chief cook, and the bottle washer. You know your best new business comes from your current customers. But what's the best way to reach them? ConstantContact.com, the easy, effective email marketing service. Constant Contact gives you professional online newsletters fast, without any technical skills. Plus, there's a free 60-day trial and plans as low as $15 a month. ConstantContact.com, the smart way to build your business.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD. With such a great annual return of 2% APY, people think there's a catch. But no, no catch, no teaser rate, no limited time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese. No hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or double speak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward, member FDIC.
Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The family that reported their six-year-old son floating away in a homemade balloon last week could be charged with a number of crimes as early as today. In the meantime, the Heaney family has hired David Lane to represent them.
These folks are presumed innocent, and they are willing to turn themselves in. There is no reason for handcuffs to be slapped on them in a public way for public consumption.
The sheriff of Larimer County says the whole thing was a publicity stunt to get the Heaneys a TV reality show. Colorado's Army National Guard has its first female commander. Colonel Dana Capozella succeeds retiring Brigadier General Thomas Mills. And parking could soon get more than difficult for students at CU Boulder. It could become non-existent. The school is considering a ban on student parking on campus. CU says most of its students already walk, bike, or take the bus to class, so this would be an easy way to save energy and cut carbon emissions. In sports, the Broncos may be undefeated on the season, but they're still an underdog in tonight's Monday Night Football game against the San Diego Chargers. The game is in San Diego, and the Chargers have beaten the Broncos in most of their recent matchups. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where a construction zone on the ramp from southbound I-25 to northbound 225 has been moved out of your way. Still a little bit heavy as you're trying to make your way both in and out of the tech center. Southbound 2 1/4, very slow. After that Parker curve up towards I-25, speeds are going to drop into the teens and 20s through that stretch. Same deal for southbounders on I-25 between 120th and 84th. Off those main roads, we've got a two-car wreck. This is 23rd and Downey. Should be out of your way in the next few minutes. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mostly sunny day with a high right around 75, 76 degrees, cooling off in the overnight. Cloudy conditions, low dropping down to 48 degrees, currently 54. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Health One is hosting a system-wide open house for experienced nurses. Experienced RNs, please join them on October 23rd from 10 to 2. Learn more at healthonenursing.jobs. That's www.healthonenursing.jobs.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
Always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're talking about Rush Limbaugh. Is Rush Limbaugh a racist? He has written a Wall Street Journal piece this morning saying he's one of America's leading voices for racial equality, saying that that he should have been able to buy the St. Louis Rams. We're going to get back to the phones in 1 second. I want to be clear about the St. Louis Rams issue. I said, hey, it's a private corporation. Rush should be allowed to try to invest, and the private corporation, the NFL, should be allowed to say, we don't want Rush's brand tainting our brand to matter between a private corporation and a private corporation. So that's not what we're really talking about today. We talked about that last week. We're talking about whether Rush Limbaugh is, in fact, a racist, or at least whether he has made racist comments. We played a series of his quotes in the last hour. We'll play them periodically and sporadically throughout the morning here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to go back to the phones now. We were talking with Annie in Denver. Annie was making she was insisting that what Rush had been saying, a lot of what Rush is saying is a joke, is said in jest. Annie, have I characterized what you said appropriately?
Well, not really. And here's the difference. What he's saying is not a joke, because what he's pointing out in a satirical way is the fact that the left constantly focuses on this artificial, in my opinion, artificial divide between the races in this country. What he's pointing out is that when you call someone a racist, or when you focus on race issues and you call the other side racist, you end the conversation. These are tough conversations, and how he deals with them is to look at what's happening in the country and pointing out the ridiculousness in our race relations and the ridiculousness of the left calling everyone on the right a racist.
Annie, I'll say this to you. I think it's very easy for you. Are you a white person?
I'm a white person.
Okay. I think it's very easy for you as a white person to say that race is not really a problem, or there is no race divide in this country, that race is that the left is only manufacturing the idea of racism in the United States. I think it's very easy. Hold on. I let you talk. Let me finish.
Okay.
I think that's very easy for white people to say and to want to believe, because it's reassuring. It allows white America to believe that we have taken care of the issue of race. And what I think is pretty obvious is that we do have a very serious race divide in this country. It's different than what it was in the era of Jim Crow. It's not overt segregation, but latent racism very much exists. And now, just to your point, I'll let you respond, but just to your point about whether Rush Limbaugh is being satirical, I just want to play these two particular ones, because I think they're really, really important. Let's just play two of these clips. Let's go with the first one.
If I were Sharpton, if I'd been guest hosting Sharpton show and I got a call like that, somebody complaining, I said, what they don't know is that in Obama's entire economic program is reparations. If I were Sharpton, if I'd been guest hosting Sharpton show and I got a call like that, somebody complaining, I said, no, let me tell the truth here. Everything in the stimulus plan, every plan he's got is reparations. He's going to take from the rich. He's going to take from the rich. He's going to give it to you. It just can't happen overnight. Be patient. That's what's redistribution of wealth, reparations, whatever, returning the nation's wealth to its rightful owners, whatever you want to call it, it's reparations.
And let's play the other clip, the one about Obama and his white half.
It is clear, and this is the stuff, this part that might bother some of you, it is clear that Senator Obama has disowned his white half. That he's decided he's got to go all in on the black side, and therefore, I saw this endorsement, Bill Richardson. Let's grab soundbite 22. Bill Richardson showing up with a goatee and a dangling mustache, like Fu Manchu with the beer with a little goatee there. That's not by accident, ladies and gentlemen. You know, there's a big argument between the Hispanic community, black community, over who is the official American minority. Because the official American minority gets the goodies. And so there's animosity.
So I don't see the humor in that. I don't see the satire. Now, I tend to think of myself as having a pretty good sense of humor. And I think it's a pretty big stretch, and a stretch that only a white person really could take, to listen to that and say that's appropriate, that's satire, and that's appropriate. I mean, if you were a black person, how would that sound to you?
Can I respond?
How would it sound to you?
Okay. So I just to sort of give you a little bit of perspective on me, and obviously I cannot change the fact that I'm white, but I did marry a black man, and we've had many conversations about his experience in the United States. And he would be in agreement with me when I say, when you listen to something like that, especially the abandoning of your white half, we had many discussions about whether if we were going to have children, what cultural identity would the child tend to associate with more? And it was a big issue for us during the campaign. I mean, this man was clearly brought up by his white mother. When we are afraid, or when he is afraid to mention that as part of his identity or who he is, it leads us to one conclusion, and that is it is more important or more valuable to be a minority in our political
atmosphere. Whoa. He's afraid to bring that up? The guy was bringing up his mother on the campaign trail at almost every turn. Every time he talked about health care, he was bringing up his mother. What are you talking about?
He also threw his grandmother under the bus.
He was afraid to bring up his mother? I mean, this is what I'm talking about. I mean, I'm glad that you're saying this, because the whole audience can hear how ridiculous you are. I have heard so much about Barack Obama's mother and him being raised by his grandparents. He's hiding his white half. I mean, Annie, you got to listen to what you are saying.
Let me counterpoint that. His grandparents, or his grandmother in particular, I don't remember the exact comment, but the quote was, well, you know, she was just a little ignorant. And it was almost as if, well, you know, oh, sorry, my petty little sorry grandmother did not understand.
But Annie, you just came on the airwaves and made a claim that Barack Obama ran away from or tried to hide the identity of his white parents.
You just suggested he was trying to downplay it. Well, you're trying to put words in my mouth. What I did say was that he is the first black president, which I'm so very, very happy that we've come to a point in our country when we can get there. What he did say was he's not. What do you do about the? Hello.
We're here.
Sorry about that. He is the first black president. What do you do about the other half of him? I mean, when are we going to stop and say, okay, put down our guards? Stop calling me a racist. Let's talk about the real issues involved here.
As soon as you say you're a racist because you're white, the conversation shuts down. You get called a racist. This is what I'm talking about, folks. You just heard that. This is what Rush Limbaugh does. Annie just said that we have been saying that you are a racist if you are white. Nobody said that. That's what you want to hear. That's what white America wants to hear. That's what Rush Limbaugh wants white America to feel. That whenever we discuss race, whenever somebody points out that somebody like Rush Limbaugh is a racist, you're saying that all of white America is a racist. Annie, nice try, but you burnt yourself because you said something that we have not been saying. And frankly, you refuse to answer the question about how you can think that it's funny for Rush Limbaugh to say that what President Obama is pushing is reparations, how you can think it's satirical humor for Rush Limbaugh to say that Obama is ignoring his white half and going all in on his black half. Annie, you have proven the point perfectly. Thank you for the call. We'll go back to the phones. 303-713-7600. Is Rush Limbaugh a racist? Jeff in Centennial. Jeff, you're on AM760.
Dave, I love the way you just handled the last call.
Thanks, man.
That was masterful. As an African American, the answer to your question is yes. Rush Limbaugh is a racist. In fact, Rush Limbaugh is racism. And what happens, and what's very sad, Dave, is that there are tens of millions of people who listen to Rush Limbaugh, and the reason they listen to Rush is because they're cowards, and Rush will say what they don't have the heart to say.
You think so? Rush is giving voice to the sentiment that people feel, the racist sentiment that people feel. And do you think that's I think that there's some of that. I think the other part of it is this, is that if you're a person who doesn't want to acknowledge racial division in this country, you don't want to acknowledge that it exists. If you're a person who feels threatened by that, if you're a person who wants to feel like you are not part of, and let me be clear, we're all part of this system, right? I mean, I'm a white person. I don't absolve my, I am part of a country that has institutional racism in it. I can acknowledge at least that that's something that we have to conquer and deal with and challenge. But there are lots of people who can't acknowledge that, and they feel like when they acknowledge that, they are acknowledging personal guilt. And I think when you then tune into Rush Limbaugh, he absolves you. He says, "Hey, the racism in this country is black racism against whites. That minorities." Have too much power, and that the real people who are oppressed in this country, I mean, this is really what Rush Limbaugh's ideology is that the real people who are oppressed in this country are white men. And it's absurd, but to a white audience, that feels good. It absolves them. I mean, don't you think that's part of what's going on here?
I do, Dave, and you said it again masterfully. I hear it all the time. We want our country back. I hear people saying things like that all the time. And I try to explain to white people that I understand how they feel. They feel like they're losing something. They feel like they're becoming second-class citizens in their own country. And I always say to them, try being me.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, and you're I'm assuming you're African American.
I am.
Yeah. So my I mean, I think that's exactly right, and I think that there's this idea that you can't, as a white person, a lot of white people feel that if they acknowledge that racism exists, they are accepting personal blame. Now, I'm the kind of person who says, look, you can acknowledge that the system, that there is institutional racism, that there are individual racists out there, that racism comes out in much more subtle ways than it did in the 60s, but it still exists in a very powerful way here in the United States. You can say all that and even say, look, I as a white American am probably, unbeknownst to me, contributing to it in some way, and you can say that without saying that you're part of the KKK. And I think that makes a lot of people uncomfortable. And so I think instead of actually having a conversation about these issues, people tune into Rush Limbaugh, and they feel better. Because Rush Limbaugh says, I absolve you, I forgive you, and in fact, not only do I forgive you, I give you a whole ideology that says the real problem, the real people who are oppressing people in this country are minorities.
Again, Dave, I would agree with you, but in order for them to say that there's a problem, if they say that there's a problem, then the next step is they have to do something about it. And I don't think that they're willing to do something about it because they think if they do something about it, it's going to mean that they lose something.
That's, you know what, and I'm glad you bring that up because we have played the clip, and I think we still have it. I'll try to dig it out here. A couple months ago when Obama visited Appalachia, somebody made the NPR interviewed a guy on the street, and he made exactly that point. He didn't mean to make the point, but he made that point. Hey, Jeff, thanks for the call, man. 820 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. It's going up into the mid-70s today, looking kind of threatening out there. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Got a new crash southbound I-25 or a DU right there around University. So expect some delays trying to get from downtown past DU and into the Tech Center. Also heavy southbound side of 25 in North Glen and Thornton, 120th to 84th. Southbound 225, a trouble spot as well. Stop and go conditions. Parker Road down to the 25 merge. Also got a crash at 23rd and Downing downtown. That's a new crash for us as well. And that's what your drive is looking like right now. Pretty standard Monday morning commute. Forecast, another warm but breezy day. Afternoon clouds. Highs in the upper 70s right now, 57 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Arapahoe Basin is now open for the 2009-2010 winter season.
Are you tired of continually spending money on cleaning products that are bad for you and the environment? A one-time purchase of the Our Clean World microfiber cloth infused with silver will last an average of 6 years. With our revolutionary cloth, your impact on the planet is minimal and your savings is huge. We love our cloth for cleaning counters, tile, floors, bathtubs, showers, glass, mirrors, even your car and your pet. Click on our banner ad right now, located on your Listen Live player, or visit OurCleanWorld.com.
Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
My husband and I are at each other's throats.
We were tossing and turning all night, keeping the other one awake.
I would look over like, what is your basic problem?
It could actually save your marriage.
We're both happier.
I'm ecstatic to have found this.
And it isn't classes or counseling or flowers.
The thing my wife likes is that I wake up in a better mood.
It's a bed, the revolutionary Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort.
Now that we have the Sleep Number bed, we can't wait to go to bed.
It calibrates to the precise zone of comfort your body needs.
She's got the firmer setting, and I've got the softer setting.
It's heaven.
Each of your bodies.
I'm just so comfortable, and I know he's comfortable.
We never realized how much we were both compromising to share a bed.
Challenge sleep as you know it. Visit a Sleep Number center now and take the Sleep Number Challenge. You'll get a free gift while supplies last, just for finding your sleep number. Together.
Select Comfort Sleep Number centers are in most major malls, including Cherry Creek and the Promenade Shops at Sentara and Loveland.
Imagine 31 days of Thanksgiving with less family and no ambrosia salad. Or a month full of New Year's days without hangovers and resolutions, but with limited time 1.9% APR financing on all 2009 models. Join Mini for Motortober, our celebration of the Mini Cooper hardtop starting at $19,200 with 3-year, 36,000-mile no-cost maintenance. Deals this amazing? Deserve their own made-up holiday. Celebrate Motortober with a test drive at MiniUSA.com.
MSRP includes destination and handling. Excludes license, registration, taxes, and options. For details, visit MiniUSA.com/info.
The sounds of the season. You could say they're spreading. So before winter illness comes calling, get your Sam's Club Savings checkup. You'll find amazing values on prescriptions, over-the-counter medications, and other items for your health and well-being. Simply stop by your Sam's Club pharmacy from 2 to 6 p.m. Friday, October 23rd, or 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, the 24th. Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com before winter strikes. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Coming up Monday on the Tom Hartman program, has the far right gone too far this time? I'll confront ultra-right-wing political activist Floyd Brown. Remember the Willie Horton ad about his impeach Obama campaign? Plus, frontline producer Michael Kirk will be here to talk about The Warning, his latest installment on the economic meltdown and how it could have been prevented. One lone whistleblower was shut down after battling Alan Greenspan. You won't want to miss this.
It's the Tom Hartman program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The health care plan he's got, Obama, is going to hurt people in the long run. Minority is going to get more attention than the whites and stuff like that. That's the way I take it from what the news was talking about.
That was to Jeff's point, our last caller, making the point that a lot of white America sees any effort, any progressive effort to make the system fair, the economic system fair, universal health care, as an assault on their own assets, taking the assets in a racial kind of way and redistributing it from white America to black America. That was a clip from NPR a couple months ago, a man on the street interview when Obama traveled to Virginia. And that's exactly what Rush Limbaugh is trying to tap into, right? That the real agenda of Obama, that the real agenda of black America, that the real agenda of minorities is to steal from white people. And that's a perfect on-the-ground example of what Rush Limbaugh's ideology sounds like out of an average American. Now, does that mean every average American's like that? No. Does that mean that there is a pretty serious base in the Republican Party of people who believe, thanks to Rush Limbaugh in part, that the real oppressed people in this country are white men? Yes. That exists in this country. Let's go back to the phones, 303-713-7600. Is Rush Limbaugh a racist? We played a number of clips for you. Rush Limbaugh saying in the Wall Street Journal today he is one of the leading voices of racial equality in the United States. Again, in the Wall Street Journal this morning. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Craig in Highlands Ranch. Craig, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I would say, you know, in those comments that you played, definitely. But as long as you have Rush Limbaugh and Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson as our voices out there, you're always going to have racism problem. I would say if you and I stood outside of Coors Field in front of any one of those nightclubs and talked to everybody out there, more people would say Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson are racist over Rush.
Well, Craig, I think more white people would say that.
No, I think black people too. And I'll give you $500 in gift certificates and you and me stand out, then I'll prove my point to you.
So let me get this straight. You think that more black people believe that Jesse Jackson, who was a top aide of Martin Luther King and Al Sharpton, you think that more black people in the United States think they are racist than they think Rush Limbaugh is a racist?
Yeah, I'd like to go out and hang out at Coors Field with you and prove my point.
Okay, all right. Well, Craig, there's no way to prove whether you're right or wrong, but I'm going to respectfully disagree with you and think that that's kind of
but
a crazy
can agree
thing
that
to think.
You got
to
you can agree though that those two have
oh,
racist
I would
issues with why just like Rush Limbaugh does. I'm agreeing with you that
I would
you know, what Rush did was wrong.
I would distinguish between Sharpton and Jackson. Now, they both made controversial comments. I think Jesse Jackson has been Jesse Jackson has made a couple of comments that, you know, have been, they both made comments that have been inappropriate. Absolutely. I think that they consistently put out an ideology, that is racist, like Rush Limbaugh does? No. Do I think that a lot of white America sees what Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton say when they talk about racism and assume that they are racial, quote-unquote, rabble-rousers? Yes, because I think white America doesn't like talking about race. And I think we have a paradigm in this country where anybody who talks about race, anybody who talks about the true racial inequalities in this country is criticized for being a racist or injecting race into the debate. I'm not going to deny, as I said, I'm not going to deny that Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson have made some statements here and there that have been pretty unacceptable. But I don't think it comes at the level of Rush Limbaugh. They don't have audiences every day of tens of millions of people on a radio station. They do not have the kind of blowtorch mentality that has sought to portray everything that Barack Obama has done as racially motivated. I mean, they were big critics of George Bush, but they weren't on a day-to-day basis consistently saying every single thing that George Bush did was racist. They weren't saying that. Craig, thanks for the call. Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM760.
Hey, this is Greg.
Hey, man.
I'm enjoying your show.
Thanks.
So to answer your question, and I'm African-American as well, to answer your question, I think that Rush Limbaugh is clearly racist as an individual. And actually, even though he's an entertainer, his entertainment plays on and promotes racism. And so he's not only a racist individual, but that's his business. And so I think that calls into question folks who listen to his show. I wouldn't say that all the people who listen to his show are racist, but that's the product that he is moving and selling.
That's a really good point. And I've said this before, which is that it's true. If you listen to Rush Limbaugh, it doesn't mean you're a racist by definition. The question is what is Rush motivated by? He is trying to manipulate a race debate and thereby manipulate his audience. That's where this really gets ugly, right?
Yes, yes. But I'm going to take it even further, and you might want to consider this, although you're keeping the conversation specific to Rush, but I want to say that because of how he conducts himself in the business that he is in, when these networks hire him, they are also buying that product. And so the question is always in my mind, doesn't that mean that the networks are racist? I'm going to say that people who sponsor him,
they are
sponsoring that product.
That is a great point, and you rarely ever hear that said, and I think that the whole debate over Glenn Beck, that's been brought out, but you're absolutely right. If you can hear those clips and I think make a pretty basic distinction that this guy is trading in racism, and then you ask the question, which is an even scarier question, why does corporate America still back him? That is a very, very good question, and it gets to some really even uglier kinds of things going on in our economic structure. That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about institutional racism. Hey, great point, Greg. Thanks for the call. 831 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to bring Congressman Ed Perlmutter into the AM760 Progressive Dojo about Wall Street reform. He's made a couple controversial moves, and we're going to bring him into the dojo to see what his answers are. Stick around after a traffic update. And also, after we talk to Congressman Perlmutter, we will get back to the Limbaugh debate. So if you're on hold, hang around. And if you want to hear more of those Limbaugh clips, stick around. We're going to get to them after a traffic update with John Turk.
Got a crash southbound I-25 at University, causing some stop-and-go conditions back around Emerson Street. That's a pretty slow spot for us right now. Same deal southbound 225 minus the accident. Going to be real slow from Park Road down to 25 Merge. And northbounders starting to tap their brakes, too. Heading into downtown from about Washington Street up past 6th Avenue. Still got this crash downtown at 23rd and Downing. The forecast, nice mix of sun and clouds, but warm and breezy with a high near 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-40s, currently 57 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Health One is hosting a system-wide open house for experienced nurses. Experienced RNs, please join them on October 23rd from 10 to 2. Learn more at healthonenursing.jobs. That's www.healthonenursing.jobs.
AM760 and CBS News bring you Audio on Demand.
Here's another money-saving secret from Arm & Hammer.
I'm Marlise from New Jersey. For under a dollar, I have hundreds of uses for Arm & Hammer baking soda. It helps me with stains. It helps me with odors in the refrigerator. It's a terrific value.
Arm & Hammer baking soda works everywhere, cleaning and deodorizing your home.
Arm & Hammer, I want to tell you, don't ever change your product. It's a little box of magic.
Now get a free Arm & Hammer liquid laundry detergent by mail-in refund when you buy a one-pound box of baking soda. That's up to a $5 value. See package at participating retailers for details.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. We've installed over 30 solar systems for elementary, middle, and high schools in Denver and throughout Colorado. As a longtime educator myself, I'm helping teachers develop curriculum for children to learn more about energy efficiency and renewable energy. With new local rebates, federal tax credits, and grant funding, now is a great time for schools to get solar electric systems installed at little or no cost. Let us help you get solar on your school. Call SolSource for a free evaluation at 303-297-1874 or online at SolSourceInc.com.
My family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has Connections from Hallmark greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
You like that nothing beats Castrol Edge and wear protection.
That's awesome.
That's thinking with your dipstick. You switch to Castrol Edge for 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1.
That's awesome.
That's thinking with your dipstick. You sent that photo from the company party to the whole office.
Johnson, in my office!
So, not awesome.
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
Norostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Norostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Norostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
Don't do it! Don't buy hardwood floors until you've checked out Lumber Liquidators. If you've already made your purchase, refuse delivery and get a refund now. And take all the boxes back. Don't waste your money. Lumber Liquidators can beat every price you've ever seen on hardwood flooring. Save hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars at Lumber Liquidators. To prove it, we'll give you a free full-color catalog now. You won't believe the beautiful top-quality hardwood, hand-scraped bamboo, or cork and laminate floors you can have at these incredible prices. You must see to believe. Even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty.
The same floor Bob Vila has in his home.
Our prices are incredibly low because we only sell hardwood flooring.
No fancy overhead, no fooling around.
Want high quality at the absolute lowest prices anywhere?
We can ship directly to you.
Or stop by any location in your area. Call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-5790. Call 800-580-5790. That's 800-580-5790.
836 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. On the line with us now, we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Let's gong him in. Congressman Ed Perlmutter, He's been in the news a lot lately on Wall Street reform. He's got a new challenger in his run for re-election. Congressman Perlmutter, I don't know if you've been listening to the discussion about Rush Limbaugh and racism, but it's been a pretty heated discussion, and we played a bunch of Rush Limbaugh's clips. Do you think Rush Limbaugh is a racist?
I don't know whether he's a racist, but I do know he's part of a very well-organized, well-orchestrated effort to undermine the president, return power to Republicans because they like money and they like power. And we've seen this exact play before, David, with Jimmy Carter. It was there was a guy, I'm mad too, Eddie, and I'm not going to take it anymore. And you had an Eddie on there who was trying to justify Limbaugh's ridiculous statements. And it's this, you know, it's all, everybody's against us. We got to take our country back. Well, we've seen that exact play against Jimmy Carter at the end of the 70s, right before Reagan came in. And we saw it at the very beginning of the Clinton administration, leading to, you know, just lots of anger. And we've got to watch it again. This is a very well-disciplined, well-orchestrated campaign, and we just got to remember that.
It's backlash politics all the way. I couldn't agree with you more. Now, let's start talking about some Wall Street reform issues. Now, the conservatives have based at least part of their argument against Democrats on the whole bailout issue, saying that, you know, that we're overspending, et cetera, et cetera. Now, it's completely hypocritical. Their president was the guy who spearheaded the bailout, actually initially tried to make it worse than it was. Now we're in the legislative process of actual Wall Street reform. Now, you are on the key committee dealing with Wall Street reform. Last week, you made some headlines. Well, at least Melissa Bean did, but you signed a letter which has caused a lot of people I got a lot of email about it when they heard that I was going to have you on the show. And this letter talks about federal and state regulatory roles. And what the basics of it are for the audience that's listening is the Obama administration put forward a bill that suggests federal minimums of regulation on banks and that states can go further, that state attorney generals, state legislatures can go further to regulate predatory lending, credit card stuff, and the like. A letter from Congresswoman Melissa Bean that you signed in the Financial Services Committee is about an amendment that would say that the federal limits would be the maximum and states could not go further. Now, my obvious question is, wasn't the problem that we didn't have enough regulators on the beat? And if we do what you're suggesting, isn't that going to restrict states from adding more regulation that we might actually need?
All right. Well, you got to take a look at first the whole picture, and then we'll talk specifically about preemption and the laws around preemption. But first of all, in the Financial Services Committee, we have five major regulatory bills. The first and most important, in my opinion, is the bill involving too big to fail. Those particular Wall Street institutions and big banks, I mean talking about the biggest banks, who really led to the downfall over the course of the last year and the need to, you know, resuscitate the whole banking system because it was bringing the whole thing down. That, in my opinion, is the most important bill, and I'm probably the most radical on that one because I'd like to return to, you know, separating banks from insurance companies from stockbrokers because they don't work well together. But a lot of people say, you know, you can't unring that bell, so we're going to make it painful for very big institutions to have a whole bunch of products and to get real big. We're going to make them add and add and add to their capital. So that's the first one. The second one we're dealing with is dealing with hedge funds and investor protection. There is a whole section in that will ultimately be directed towards nano trading, which looks to be a real problem coming up. We got one with credit rating agencies. We have another one with derivatives, and we should talk about that. And then the consumer protection, which is what you're talking about. So there are five major regulatory bills that we're considering right now. Now, with respect to consumer protection and preemption, I got to take a look at who I think was the real cause behind all this, and it's the biggest institutions on Wall Street, both stock traders as well as some of the biggest banks. It was not the smaller banks, the credit unions. They were not at the heart of this collapse. So within the bill, there is this preemption that reverses 140 years of law as it applies to national banks. That's what's in the bill right now. What ultimately is going to happen is that there will be a major role for state's attorney general and state legislatures where there hasn't been a federal law in place. If there is a federal law in place, it will preempt and take priority for national banks. So,
but I guess let me just ask this question though. Shouldn't what the Fed's mandate, shouldn't that be the minimum, not the maximum? In other words, shouldn't we have a federal law that actually encourages states, if they want, remember the legislature would have to pass it or an elected attorney general would have to enforce it, but shouldn't we allow states, if they want, to regulate those big banks? I mean, here's the thing. I mean, the big banks,
my answer to that is my answer to that is no.
Why?
If the area is not being legislated, if there isn't a law or rule in place, then the state should play it. But if you're a national bank with, you know, banks in different states, you don't want to have conflicting laws between the states or between the states and the federal laws in place.
Well, I know if you're a bank, you may not want it. If you're a bank, you may not want that. But what about the, the idea is, I guess the question is like.
The idea here for me is that if you go through the channels to become a national bank, you should be a national bank. Now, the problem here, and you're right on this, is if you're a national organization, you get a an administration like the Bush administration that basically, you know, gutted it all the regulatory protections that were in place and gave the regulators no power.
Exactly.
Then that's a problem. But what we've said is, as to state regulators, that the state attorneys general, and there are all sorts of big Supreme Court cases, Cuomo and Barnett, you know, that apply in this. It's not a very, it's not a cut and dry kind of a situation.
Well, what do you say to people who look at it like this? They say, look, I don't trust the federal government. The federal government regulators fell asleep at the wheel. A lot of those same people are in regulatory position. I mean, you just heard last week that a Goldman Sachs executive was just appointed as one of the top enforcement enforcers at the SEC. A lot of people are going to look at this and say, hey, why is Congress using reform to prevent states from doing more than the feds did when I don't really trust the feds?
Well, you know, I guess my point is you've got a whole different administration in place that is giving teeth to these regulations, and that's why we got to elect people like Barack Obama. At the end of the day, the vote really does matter here. And when you had George Bush and he defanged everything so that you had the Madoffs, you know, you didn't have people really watching out for Ponzi schemes, or you had these transactions created by AIG offshore in London where they couldn't back the insurance. I mean, you've got to have people who really care about minding the store. Now, if you have 50 different state attorney generals, one of them trying to mind it for Montana and another guy trying to mind it for Mississippi, you know, that's fine and dandy for them, but these are national issues, and that's the point of preemption. So allow a state like North Carolina got a beat in on subprimes before anybody else did, and God bless them. There wasn't legislation regarding subprime mortgages. Well, eventually the federal government caught up, and we do have substantial legislation we passed this year on subprime mortgages.
So, well, let me ask you a bigger question.
Your point is well taken, but it needs to be in a place where the states aren't conflicting with one another, and they're not conflicting with the federal law.
Let me ask you a bigger question then. And you said, you know, that's why we have to elect Barack Obama, and that's why we have to elect a federal government that's serious about regulation. Well, that then begs the next question. We have seen a number of people who were part of the problem, who were literally part of what created the crisis, be put into top regulatory positions. Gary Gensler is the head of the Commodities Futures Trading Commission. He was a Goldman Sachs guy. The top appointee at the SEC, a Goldman Sachs person. The chief of staff of the Treasury Department, a Goldman Sachs person. Ben Bernanke, who was one of the guys who fell asleep at the regulatory wheel, being renominated. So if what you're saying is true, and I agree, we need a federal government that's serious about regulation, if a strong federal regulator sort of justifies, in your argument, the need for the federal government in part to, or it not justifies, then explains why the federal government should be trusted to preempt states. What do you say to people who look at all the appointees in the Obama administration and say, hey, they've appointed the same people?
Well, I guess what I'd say, you take a guy like Gensler, who seems to be the toughest person on derivatives and commodity future trading around. So, you know, sometimes you pick people who actually really understand the system and know where the problems are so that they can be the best regulators possible. There are other choices that if I were president, I might not have made, but I'm not the president. I'm a member of Congress trying to pass legislation that will really reform the financial system to avoid or to do our best to minimize the chances for major failures like we had over the course of the last year. And is it going to be perfect? Absolutely not. But it is going to be a heck of a lot better than what we've got
today. So again, just so we hear it from you, if this preemption issue, if states are not allowed to go beyond the federal government, you believe that in the end, nonetheless, we will have a stronger Wall Street regulatory regime than we had before?
Well, what I think, and you remember, this is only as applies to the consumer protection bill, and you need to explain to your listeners what it does. First of all, the consumer protection agency that we're creating will have rulemaking authority for all state banks, federal banks, et cetera, and it has primary enforcement over payday lenders, mortgage brokers, mortgage bankers. But the national banks and the credit unions will continue, except if you're the biggest banks, I think, will at the end of the day, will continue to provide enforcement with oversight by this consumer protection agency. So really trying to help consumers so they don't face, you know, tricky kinds of credit and lending procedures.
Now let me.
So that's where this preemption comes in. Then you've got those other four bills I talked about, which are really designed to get at Wall Street.
Let's turn really quickly here. And again, we're on the line with Congressman Ed Perlmutter. He's in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. A very, very quick question about, you floated the idea, because now we're turning to a different part of Wall Street. You floated the idea, I believe this weekend, at a forum, saying that you would support and are considering authoring legislation to create a speculator's tax that would help fund universal health care. Explain, I mean, that's a tough on Wall Street kind of proposal. Explain why you developed it.
I call it a transaction fee. And between 1929 and 1966, there was a fee attached to every stock and bond trade on Wall Street. And it was designed to help, you know, when 29 things crashed, it was help to build the regulatory structure, the SEC and a number of other things. It also helped with the World War II effort. 1966, it came off. Today, we're having trades. It's mind-boggling what's happening. There will be, for instance, on Intel, 5,000 trades a second on Intel and other major stocks, but you have this nano trading. So my feeling is we went and helped underwrite Wall Street to get it back on its feet last fall. We put $700 billion into Wall Street in 1 week. Wall Street certainly can help Main Street with this health care reform if it's $30 billion a year over the next 10 years. The transaction fee that I'm talking about is 0.25% or $2.50 per thousand or $250 on a $100,000 transaction. That raises about $100 billion a year. And we could use that to help underwrite the health care, and then we could use it if we wanted to pay down the debt or help rebuild our, you know, transportation infrastructure.
It's a fantastic idea. I mean, it really is, and it shows a lot of guts, because it's something obviously that Wall Street doesn't like. And the beauty of it is that for the average investor, because we're not making 5,000 trades a second, it's barely going to cost us anything. And it's also a disincentive in some ways, a small disincentive, to the kind of speculative culture of 5,000 trades a second.
Exactly, David. You're right on. Now, you know, I know I'm going to get a lot of resistance from Wall Street, but, you know, the next big problem I see is the fact that there are so many trades per second that nobody, no regulator can keep up with the darn thing.
That's exactly right. And I think it's a really good idea to try to use tax policy to deal in part with. I mean, it's like one of these kill many birds with one stone kind of thing. Congressman Ed Perlmutter, thank you so much for taking the time in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. It's great to talk to you, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, David.
All right. That was Congressman Ed Perlmutter, always answering the tough questions in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. He's a friend of the show, even though we sometimes disagree. 8:52 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll get back to the Rush Limbaugh discussion after a traffic update with John Turk.
Getting to traffic for you. Dave, got a crash southbound I-25 at University, and that's causing some pretty good delays going back around downtown at Emerson Street. Also heavy northbound side University up to 6th Avenue. One new crash auto ped accident at University and Evans. Your forecast, another warm but breezy day with afternoon clouds, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, 57 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Whether your need is working capital, international banking services, or wealth management solutions, Colorado State Bank and Trust has the answers for you and your business. www.csbt.com. Long live your business.
There's ghouls and goblins that fester in your sewer system. They are building and building their strength. And when the time...
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Le'Veon.
That's Jared!
The design and craftsmanship of Le'Veon jewelry, including the delicious new trends, Le'Veon chocolate diamonds, Le'Veon chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, and raspberry rhodolite garnets in strawberry gold, must be seen to be appreciated. Visit Jared to understand why Le'Veon has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SOLARIPS.com.
Mortgage. You're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost $250,000 that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-535-7676 for your free CD. Call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
If you're in sales or own your own business, how long will it take you to find one really great sales prospect? A day? A week? A month? Well, what if you could make one 10-minute phone call and end up with 100 targeted prospects? And what if those prospects were yours for free? Give us 10 minutes, and we'll show you how to find 100 prospects just like your best customers. Here's the number, 1-800-700-5976. That's the number for Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted prospects. We'll find the right leads for you, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to. And to prove it, we'll give you 100 targeted prospects for free. It all starts with a simple phone call. Simply tell us who your best customers are, and we'll find you more prospects like them. Don't waste a week trying to find one targeted prospect. Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
Yeah. Come on.
7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's what we're going to do. After the national news, I'm going to fill you in on this George H.W. Bush controversy. George H.W. Bush, the architect of the Willie Hortonization of our politics, making headlines, decrying civility or incivility in politics, attacking Keith Olbermann and Rachel Maddow and the left for making politics not civil. I mean, I'm not making this up. So, after the national news, we'll go into that story a little bit, see what you think about that. I'll play you some clips from George H.W. Bush, or at least from his old campaign, to show you how ridiculous it is for him to be complaining about incivility in politics. I'll also update you on the latest goings-on in the Balloon Boy controversy. Give you my take on that. They're about to be, it looks like they're about to be indicted, the family. And we will get back to our discussion about Rush Limbaugh. Is Rush Limbaugh a racist? Play you a couple more clips, and then you decide. You make the call. And as I said, if you can listen to these clips, come into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo and say that he's not a racist, the burden of proof is on you to prove that you, yourself, are not a racist.
AM 760 and CBS.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there, spur the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at mycleanpc.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. It's what was expected. Afghanistan's Electoral Commission, with the backing of the United Nations, has determined there was serious fraud in the August presidential election, and they have thrown out hundreds of thousands of ballots. As CBS's Mandy Clark reports from Kabul, the commission's concluded that a second round of balloting is needed because Hamid Karzai did not receive 50% of the vote.
Some believe there's a certain amount of pressure from the international community, particularly the White House, to get these results out so that the country can move forward, because really the country has been in a stalemate because there is no legitimate government.
A sea change in federal policy toward the states where medical marijuana can be used legally. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer has details from the White House.
Federal law enforcement agencies are being told not to pursue cases against people who use medical marijuana in compliance with state laws. In Oakland, California, medical marijuana advocate Jeff Jones says the move will bring peace of mind to people being treated with marijuana.
This policy change clearly will protect patients from possessing it in the states that have changed the law and also in states that allow for it to be provided.
14 states allow the use of marijuana for medical reasons. Opponents of this policy change warn it sets a dangerous precedent. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
Colorado authorities plan on pressing charges against Richard and Mayumi Heaney, the couple they claim perpetrated last Thursday's balloon hoax, as a way to boost a proposal for a reality television show.
I'm Lee Frank in Denver. The plan, according to a possible co-conspirator, was to attract UFOs with a homemade flying saucer and attract attention for a reality show. In a paid interview on a gossip website, Robert Thomas claims he helped plan this with Richard Heaney, who he says was all about controversy, driven by ego and fame.
Iran is sending signals it may not cooperate with the West's demands that it agree to relocate most of its enriched uranium outside the country. That would delay any attempts to manufacture a nuclear weapon. But Tehran says it needs to hold on to its uranium to use as nuclear fuel. And that will likely thwart international talks on Iran's nuclear ambitions. A new warning to parents over buying turtles as pets for the kids, despite a ban that went into effect more than 30 years ago. North Carolina epidemiologist David Bergmeier-Sweat says the problem is the danger of salmonella contamination.
The ban is really on the very, very small turtles. And the reason is because they're so small. They're cute. They look benign. A lot of people think this is a great first pet for a kid. But the thing is that the kids then handle them. They play with them.
A federal report out today says a salmonella outbreak linked to turtles has sickened more than 100 people in 34 states. And a third of the cases were serious enough to require hospitalization. Checking Wall Street at this hour, the Dow's up 85 points. The NASDAQ is ahead about 10. This is CBS News.
Today, your heart will pump blood 12,000 miles. That's a trip from L.A. to Moscow and back. Your heart needs to be strong. Is your omega-3 fish oil strong enough? Probably not. New Cardiostat has over 1,000 milligrams of the essential heart-healthy omega-3 called EPA, three times more than other brands. Cardiostat's triple-strength formula is cardiologist-recommended, mercury-free, with no aftertaste. So where will your heart take you tomorrow? I'm Charles Osgood for Cardiostat. Find it in the blue box and be heart strong.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. It could be sometime today when charges are filed against the parents who claimed their son was aboard a runaway homemade balloon last week. That report triggered a rescue effort that the Larimer County Sheriff now says resulted from a hoax perpetrated by Richard and Mayumi Heaney. Now, the Heaney's lawyer says,
if the sheriff believes probable cause exists to arrest them, they will turn themselves in and cooperate fully.
Attorney David Lane is representing the Heaneys. He's also defended controversial Professor Ward Churchill in his wrongful termination lawsuit against the University of Colorado. In a move that could cost the University of Colorado more than $1 million a year in revenue, school officials are considering banning campus parking for students. The school wants to save energy and reduce its carbon footprint. School officials say most students don't drive to class anyway. In sports, it's the Broncos trying to stay undefeated tonight against the San Diego Chargers. Despite being 5-0 on the season, the Broncos are underdogs in this game. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Just one trouble spot at the tail end of this morning's commute as police are working on an accident southbound I-25 near University. Now it's off to the far right shoulder, still catching a bunch of looks. Speeds remain in the 20s and 30s as you're trying to make your way past DU. There's some leftover heavy pockets on I-25 heading south. This is downtown after I-70 towards Spear, as well as right around Alameda. Westbound 36, slow after Sheridan. Speeds are dipping just a little bit. Westbound 470, this is coming up on Broadway off those main roads. We've got an auto versus pedestrian accident. This is University and Evans. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a partly sunny day, but warm, though, with a high of around 75 degrees. Currently, it is 59. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Arapahoe Basin is now open for the 2009-2010 winter season. Get your bonus season pass for just $359 and ski 5 days at Breckenridge or Keystone, plus unlimited skiing at Arapahoe Basin all season long. Go to arapahoebasin.com or call 1-888-ARAPAHOE.
Our democracy has been seized by socio and psychopaths who are the so-called leaders of these so-called industries that are actually cartels and monopolies
that are destroying this country.
And our politicians are having to walk so delicately, you know, just tiptoe. Just a tiny sliver of a public option, please. And the insurance companies say, no, you can't have that because we know a tiny sliver will turn into something larger. And they're right.
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's
bright. He's intelligent. He is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
906 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We have our shot of caffeine this morning on a Monday morning. We've been talking about Rush Limbaugh and racism. We're going to get back to your calls. But first, I want to just go over a couple of other stories that have been making news. This first one really got under my skin this weekend. George H.W. Bush, at the end of last week, made some headlines. The headline in the National on CBS News, for instance, Elder Bush decries lack of civility in politics. Former President George H.W. Bush told CBS News that President Obama, quote, is entitled to civil treatment and intellectual honesty when it comes to critics. Okay, that's hard to disagree with that. I'm glad he's saying that. Referring to the tone of the national discourse, Bush said, quote, I don't like it. The cable TV news has a lot to do with it. Okay, I'll agree with him there. In the radio interview, Mr. Bush said the volume of criticism aimed at him when he was president was not as day in and day out. The Republican elder statesman said it's not just the right. There are plenty of people on the left. While he said he does not believe in personal name-calling, he signaled out MSNBC personalities, Keith Olbermann and Rachel Maddow, calling them, quote, sick puppies. Quote, the way they treat my son and anyone who's opposed to their point of view is just horrible. When our son was president, they just hammered him mercilessly, I think obscenely a lot of the time, and now it's moved to a new president. He said harsh criticism, quote, should not be par for the course to the degree it turns off one or another person in the country. And he says that Mr. Bush said the verbal attacks on Mr. Obama and other presidents sometimes crosses the lines of civility. Now, here's my take on this. My take is that he's obviously right that politics has become very, very coarse. I'll even go with him and say it's right that cable TV news has something to do with it. And I'll even go as far as saying that some progressive news outlets in the Obama era, which continue to focus incessantly only on George W. Bush and only on Republicans, on policies that Democrats themselves have endorsed, is not a good thing. And it is intellectually dishonest. However, and this is a huge however, the idea that incivility in politics is coming mostly from the left and wasn't created by the right, and specifically by George H.W. Bush, is absurd. This guy has no credibility, or should have no credibility at all, to bewail anything about civility. This is the man who brought us Willie Horton, who made Willie Horton a political weapon. Obviously, he didn't bring us Willie. Willie Horton was a criminal, but you get my point. He made Willie Horton into a political weapon. The most famous example, like literally the symbol for incivility in politics. Let's just to walk down memory lane. Okay, George H.W. Bush is the guy whose campaign aired this commercial.
As Governor Michael Dukakis vetoed mandatory sentences for drug dealers, he vetoed the death penalty. His revolving door prison policy gave weekend furloughs to first-degree murderers not eligible for parole. While out, many committed other crimes like kidnapping and rape, and many are still at large. Now Michael Dukakis says he wants to do for America what he's done for Massachusetts. America can't afford that risk.
In that ad, the pictures of a revolving door, and in slow motion, the one guy walking through it looking at the camera is a black guy. He's also the campaign, George H.W. Bush, the guy decrying incivility in politics, is also the guy whose campaign backed this ad.
Bush and Dukakis on crime. Bush supports the death penalty for first-degree murderers. Dukakis not only opposes the death penalty, he allowed first-degree murderers to have weekend passes from prison. One was Willie Horton, who murdered a boy in a robbery, stabbing him 19 times. Despite a life sentence, Horton received 10 weekend passes from prison. Horton fled, kidnapped a young couple, stabbing the man and repeatedly raping his girlfriend. Weekend prison passes. Dukakis on crime.
I mean, this guy, it's like I can't even believe. I read the story. Elder Bush decries lack of civility in politics. I thought I was reading a headline in The Onion. I mean, really, this is a guy who made Lee Atwater into a national figure. Lee Atwater is Karl Rove's hero. What a joke. I mean, at least apologize for your part in this. Blaming the architect of Willie Horton politics, blaming Rachel Maddow for making politics uncivil. What a joke. And I don't use this term often, but George H.W. Bush needs to be put out to pasture. I mean, he's just lost it. I mean, really. I mean, this is obvious to me. The guy's just lost it. Now, one other story I want to get to, because we've been talking about it all last week. We're going to get back to the Limbaugh thing in a second. But the Heaney case, the Heaney family about to get indicted or arrested on charges of having the whole Balloon Boy controversy being a hoax. I wonder how you feel about how much they should prosecute him and the family. I mean, I look at these people and how they behaved on camera. I don't know if you saw the kid throwing up on camera. I mean, first of all, this is just a human tragedy in all sorts of ways. I mean, it's a tragedy for the kids. It's a huge waste of taxpayer money. But it looks, I mean, this family looks like they're a pretty messed up bunch. I mean, Child Services, Protective Services has contacted the family. And, you know, I don't know if these people are, like, completely sane. I'm not trying to absolve them at all. And so I was thinking over the weekend, I was like, you know, maybe they got to look at whether these people are really sane before they, you know, lock the door and throw away the key. But then the other side of me says, well, you know what? If you don't throw the book at these people, if this was in fact a hoax, and of course innocent until proven guilty, but if this was a hoax, if you don't throw the book at them, you encourage a whole set of copycats. And you know what if what they did was a hoax, it's like screaming fire in a movie theater, right? It's like the boy who cried wolf. And I don't care, you know. In some ways, how crazy they might be, you can't allow that to happen in society, or society breaks down. The trust breaks down. You can't pull a fire alarm when there's not a fire. And so, again, the other part of me says, you know, they got to have the book thrown at them if this is a hoax. I wonder where you come down. And so what we're going to do now is we'll open up the AM760 Progressive Dojo. And feel free to weigh in on any of the topics we're discussing right now. If you want to weigh in on George H.W. Bush, do you think he's right? Do you think he has any credibility to talk about civility in politics? If you want to talk about the Heaney case, do you think they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law if this was in fact a hoax? And, of course, what I really want to talk about, again, we can talk about any of those issues, but what I really want to talk about is this Limbaugh thing. Limbaugh in the Wall Street Journal this morning saying he is one of America's leading voices for racial equality and decrying what he says is a witch hunt against him in this whole move to reject his bid to buy an NFL team. And just to review, let's play, if we can, one or two of the Limbaugh quotes. Let's hear Rush Limbaugh. And again, you make the call, because people have said he's not a racist. Conservatives have said he's not a racist. Rush is saying he's not a racist. You make the call. Here's Rush Limbaugh. Let's do on reparations.
If I were Sharpton, if I'd been guest hosting Sharpton show and I got a call like that, somebody complaining, I said, what they don't know is that in Obama's entire economic program is reparations. If I were Sharpton, if I'd been guest hosting Sharpton show and I got a call like that, somebody complaining, I said, no, hey, let me tell you the truth here. Everything in the stimulus plan, every plan he's got is reparations. He's going to take from the rich. He's going to take from the, he's going to give it to you. It just can't happen overnight. Be patient. That's what's, redistribution of wealth, reparations, whatever, returning the nation's wealth to its rightful owners, whatever you want to call it, reparations.
Here's Rush Limbaugh on Barack Obama's biracial heritage.
It is clear, and this is the stuff, this part that might bother some of you, it is clear that Senator Obama has disowned his white half. That he's decided he's got to go all in on the black side, and therefore I saw this endorsement. Bill Richardson, let's grab soundbite 22. Bill Richardson showing up with a goatee and a dangling mustache like Fu Manchu with the beard with a little goatee there. And that's not by accident, ladies and gentlemen. You know, there's a big argument between the Hispanic community, black community, over who is the official American minority. Because the official American minority gets the goodies. And so there's animosity.
And if we can, I just want to play this one other clip, because we've only played it once today. It's the one about the ATM cards. Let's play this about Rush Limbaugh on African-American college kids.
He is not transcendent on race. Obama is telling us he is a black American first and an American second. I have a question. I wonder how white college students at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, are feeling these days. I wonder if they are nervous walking down the street and they see a couple of black boys dressed in baggy clothes with their hats on backwards swaggering toward them. I wonder how they feel. I wonder if it makes them fear that they're going to be shot in the face for their ATM cards and their PIN numbers.
So we just played earlier on the Willie Horton ad, right? The Willie Horton ad of 1988, known as one of the most racist ads ever to air in the United States in a major political campaign. And the Willie Horton ads are designed to tap into white fear of black crime. Now you hear Rush Limbaugh in that clip, in that last clip, going, I think, even further than Willie Horton. Not even citing an individual criminal, just citing black college kids and white kids should be afraid of getting shot in the face. So the question, we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after the break. Take your calls, 303-713-7600. The open question on Limbaugh is, you've heard just a couple of those clips, is Rush Limbaugh a racist? He is denying that, saying that he is a victim of a political witch hunt, that he was not allowed to buy an NFL team because of his supposed political ideology, not because of his racism. He's saying, in fact, he is a leading voice for racial equality in the United States. You just heard those clips. Come into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. I want to see if you can deny it, especially conservatives. Let's see if conservatives can have heard those clips and come into this dojo and deny it. And as I said, I'll say it again. If you deny it, the burden of proof is on you to prove that you are not a racist. We'll get to your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic is starting to shape up for us now. Had that early crash southbound I-25 around University. That's been picked up out of the way. Still seeing some heavy volumes there back past Emerson Street Bridge. A couple of surface street crashes. One auto pet accident, University and Evans right there at the DU campus. Also a car versus motorcycle crash at Happy Canyon near Monaco. On the turnpike, some heavier jams westbound side in Westminster, Sheridan to Flatiron Circle. That's a pretty long stretch for you if you're Boulder bound this morning. Forecast, nice mix of sun and clouds, but warm and breezy. A high near 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-40s. Rain tomorrow and highs in the upper 50s. Your current downtown temperature is 61 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Fresh, flavorful pork is now a great value for any meal occasion.
That's Jared.
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour. My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $50 to $1,300.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see.
Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
892-2196. 800-892-2196. Again, that's 800-892-2196.
If you're in sales or own your own business, how long will it take you to find one really great sales prospect? A day? A week? A month? Well, what if you could make one 10-minute phone call and end up with 100 targeted prospects? And what if those prospects were yours for free? Give us 10 minutes, and we'll show you how to find 100 prospects just like your best customers. Here's the number, 1-800-700-5976. That's the number for Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted prospects. We'll find the right leads for you, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to. And to prove it, we'll give you 100 targeted prospects for free. It all starts with a simple phone call. Simply tell us who your best customers are, and we'll find you more prospects like them. Don't waste a week trying to find one targeted prospect. Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
923 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Is Rush Limbaugh a racist? Is George H.W. Bush a ridiculous human being? The creator of the Willie Horton ad campaign for now decrying incivility in politics? And should Richard Heaney be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law? 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Sydney in Denver. Sydney, you're on AM 760.
Hi, how are you, David?
Good.
Good. I hate to admit I was a ditto head in the 70s, but I had an awakening. But I think there are a couple of issues that people forget about Rush. He always has to have a target. And I remember back in the 70s that he railed against affirmative action.
Mm-hmm.
And if there hadn't been affirmative action, I would not have gotten the job I wanted because it was a male-dominated industry. Second of all, then in the 80s, he started railing on feminazis.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Ann Coulter appeared and Madeline appeared and now he has Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin. So he's not railing on that. He's railing on the fact that we have a biracial president. I just think Rush is, well, a pig, first of all. But second of all, he just has to have something.
Well, but you're right. He has to have an enemy, but it's got to be one where he can portray Rush Limbaugh and sort of the demographic that he represents as the one that's being oppressed. Now, you talk about affirmative action. I'm glad you brought it up. Here's a clip from Rush Limbaugh saying that America cannot say no to a black guy.
I think it really goes back to the fact that nobody had the guts to stand up and say no to a black guy. They were liberal policies are always going to end up strangling liberals too. And I think this is a classic illustration here where affirmative action has reared its ugly head against them. It's the reverse of it. They've ended up nominating and placing at the top of their ticket somebody who's not qualified, who has not earned it. It's perfect affirmative action.
And of course, you didn't hear that about George W. Bush. I mean, George W. If there is a poster boy for affirmative action, it should be George W. Bush.
Yeah.
Class-based affirmative action.
Yeah.
The guy was one of the most unqualified people ever to hold the office. Got ahead only because of his last name. I mean, this is a guy whose academic record never would have gotten him into Yale, never would have gotten him into Harvard Business School. A guy who, had he been just a businessman with the last name Smith, never would have been able to have all the business opportunities. I mean, he is the affirmative action case. And yet, as you said, Rush Limbaugh needs an enemy to put this grievance ideology out here that puts himself, Rush Limbaugh, and his demographic, the white male power structure, as unbelievably, supposedly the group that is the one being oppressed.
Yeah, and, you know, as I said, if affirmative action, I'm a 60-year-old widowed white woman. And if affirmative action had gone away when I was applying for jobs out of college, I never would have gotten the job.
And, you know, I'll be perfectly frank. When I was a younger man, I didn't understand affirmative action struck me. If you think about affirmative action only for a second, you're like, wait a minute, why are we going to put other people ahead of other people? I mean, that's not really what affirmative action is about. But what Limbaugh does is he oversimplifies affirmative action to when people are either younger or not paying attention, not thinking through what the policy actually is. It sounds so logical. But the other point I want to make, and my views about affirmative action, I've become a lot more educated on what it is, but the other problem with what Limbaugh does on something like affirmative action is he, in vilifying it, he, I think, demoralizes the groups who may somewhat benefit from
it,
right? I mean, he makes, like, you know, an African-American who gets ahead now, like Barack Obama, for instance, Barack Obama's president, but the typical African-American who, let's say, gets a promotion at work, if they deserve it, if affirmative action had nothing to do with it, deserve is not even the right word, because affirmative action isn't about promoting people.
No, if they were promoted on merit.
Exactly. If you get promoted on merit as an African-American, because of the Rush Limbaughs of the world, you have to fear that your coworkers are going to say, oh, you're an affirmative action case.
But see, I had to face that back in the 70s as a woman.
Right, I'm sure you did, right? And it's the same thing.
Oh, gosh, she got the job, a man didn't.
Exactly. And so Rush Limbaugh, in what he puts out there, helps. It's not just that he goes after affirmative action. It's not just that he positions himself and his demographic as the one that's aggrieved. He demoralizes the demographic subgroups, women, minorities, et cetera, et cetera, who have already been demoralized
by
a system that is designed to demoralize them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I just had to put in my two cents, and Rush Limbaugh, as far as I am concerned, is a racist, and there is no defending that he's not.
Well, yeah, and I appreciate the call, Sydney, and I think that, you know, as I said at the beginning, what Limbaugh and his defenders have said is, well, there are two quotes out there that have been throughout the media that Rush Limbaugh denies and nobody can find the tapes of. And so that means that Rush Limbaugh is not a racist. Now, we've played so many of these clips, and we'll continue to play them today. So I encourage, if you're a conservative and you've heard these clips that we've played, please call up and try to defend Rush Limbaugh. I would love to hear a conservative call up. Another, we already had a couple, but more conservatives call up and tell us that Rush Limbaugh is not a racist. Also, I would love to hear from conservatives who can be honest and acknowledge that what you've heard is racist. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Bill in Littleton. Bill, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
Before I get to my Limbaugh point, a quick thing you brought up, Atwater. You know, Atwater was hired specifically for his take-no-prisoners politics. And when he, to his credit, and admittedly he was on his deathbed, but nonetheless, he made a sincere apology to Dukakis and in general for his behavior. It wasn't one of those mistakes were made apologies. It was a pretty heartfelt apology, and I don't think Bush ever chimed in on
that. That's a very good point, and you're referring to this whole headline. If you're just tuning in, there was a headline over the weekend, the elder George H.W. Bush decrying incivility in politics, blaming the left for incivility. And you're right, Lee Atwater, who was George Bush's Karl Rove, and George H.W. Bush was the guy who basically backed his campaign's Willie Horton ads, the most uncivil ads ever made in American politics, among them at least. He has never apologized for his role backing those ads. And so But you're right. Lee Atwater on his deathbed did apologize to Michael Dukakis for that. So you're right. I mean, a little honesty would make this whole thing go down a little bit better.
Anyway, as far as Limbaugh is concerned, you know, in general, his tactic is this. You know, lots of people say, oh, Limbaugh lies. He really doesn't lie. He does something far more insidious. Because if you tell a lie, it's easy to shine a spotlight on that and throw it up in a balloon and show it to everybody. What he does is he says things that are half true or that are true in very narrow context. And I can give you a specific example. There are many, but this one always stuck in my mind. Back in 94 with Hillary Care, he said over and over again, we have the best health care in this country and don't go messing with it. Well, guess what? That statement is true. If you're Jackie Onassis or the Shah of Iran or the Prince of the King of Jordan and you have cancer, you come to the U.S. and get treated here. That is a true statement. But you know what? If you're Joe Sixpack, you're the average person, that is not a true statement.
That's exactly right.
And so he says these things that are not false, but the amount of truth in him is like a grain of sand on the beach, and that prevents him from being called a liar, and it gets his diddle heads all revved up and everything. So, yeah, that's true. Yeah, it is true, but the context is so narrow that it's completely misleading in effect.
Yeah, and I think that's why he can't evade, he can't get out of this racist stuff, right? Because it's not, what he's saying is not about true or false. What he's saying on issues of race is his very racist opinion, and now he can't spin out of it. Now, what's really funny to me is that the right is trying to portray this as a First Amendment issue. Oh, Rush is being punished because of what he said, and he has a First Amendment right to say whatever he wants. Well, here's the deal, folks. In the United States, you have a First Amendment freedom of speech. You have the freedom to say whatever you want. I mean, there's certain things you can't say. You can't say, I want to kill the president. You can't say there are local obscenity laws. But for the most part, you can say, especially political speech, you can say whatever you want. But here's what the First Amendment does not protect. It protects your right to say whatever you want, but it doesn't protect you from the ramifications of what you say. You don't get to say whatever you want and not face any consequences for what you say. So that's what's so funny to me about this. Rush Limbaugh has a right to say whatever he wants. He doesn't have a right to own an NFL team. Rush Limbaugh has a right to say whatever he wants. He doesn't have a right to be on the radio. He has a privilege. It's a privilege to be on the radio. It's a privilege to own an NFL team. You're allowed to say what you want, but you're not allowed. It's not that you're not allowed. You don't have a God-given right to be protected from the ramifications of what you say. And this is why Rush Limbaugh is in such trouble, because we've got the tapes and we've been playing them all morning of every, and it's only a taste. It's only a taste of all that's out there of this guy's overtly racist statements. Nobody, he doesn't want you to admit to know that. He doesn't want to admit it. He's written a Wall Street Journal editorial this morning saying he's one of the leading voices of racial equality in the United States. And what he doesn't want you to hear are the clips we've been playing all morning. We'll keep playing them. We'll keep taking your calls. 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Only spots on the freeways. I'm seeing some heavier volumes right now, Dave, are on 25 and the Turnpike. Let's start as you're heading westbound on 36, Sheridan to Flatiron Circle. That's your speed. You're still in the 20s and 30s, really heavy there. Also heavy on southbound 25, Emerson Street to University. That's due to an earlier crash also on the approach to downtown after Park Ave. Our surface street crashes, serious ones, car versus motorcycle, Happy Canyon near Monaco. Also an auto ped crash at University and Evans. Forecast, another warm but breezy day with afternoon clouds and highs in the upper 70s. Right now, 61 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Health One is hosting a system-wide open house for experienced nurses. Experienced RNs, please join them on October 23rd from 10 to 2. Learn more at healthonenursing.jobs. That's www.healthonenursing.jobs.
If you're really...
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child cough through three closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products, from Tylenol Cold to Children's Tylenol, moms can do anything. Save money, live better, Walmart.
We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
The District Court of Palmetto County is now in session. Judge James K. O'Connor presiding.
Counsel, you may present your opening arguments.
Thank you, Your Honor. Allow me to begin by saying...
Case dismissed.
What? I object.
Overruled. I have just received evidence of a Comcast sale with unprecedented savings for everyone. Court is adjourned.
A Comcast sale just popped up, and you can get our best price right now on Comcast Digital Cable. Just $29.99 a month for 12 months. So hurry and call 1-800-COMCAST to get thousands of on-demand choices in crystal clear picture and sound. Plus, there's no installation fee. But make it fast, because our special price of $29.99 a month for 12 months ends soon. So call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Offer ends 10/27/09. Restricted supply. Limited to digital starter for new residential customers. 1-year contract required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment custom installation taxes and franchise fees extra.
How do you say Corvette in Colorado? PureFoyChevrolet.com, of course. Well, now you can say and think DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com. Any way you think it, any way you say it, PureFoyChevrolet.com is Corvette in Colorado.
A lot of you nervous. A lot of you say, hey, I'm eye shy. Jay, and there's no way I'm going to do anything about it. Well, I was the same way till I went to Icon LASIK. Let me tell you something about Icon. They're a Denver institution, and they offer interlace bladeless LASIK, Nidec, and Wavefront LASIK technologies, the top of the line in LASIK. They're your one stop for all your LASIK needs, and they can do it for as low as $499 per eye. And they have done tons and tons of these procedures. So they treat you great. As a matter of fact, they've completed over 60,000 procedures in Colorado. So if you've been shy about LASIK, hey, do yourself a favor. Call Icon. Set up a free custom vision evaluation today, and it'll just put your mind at rest, really. Call Icon, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or check them out on the internet at icondenver.com.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
I think I finally figured it out, folks. I think I finally figured out why it is Obama's pushing so hard on this health care bill. He just wants us to have the same health care and plan that he had in Kenya. And look, you know, economic anxiety is necessary if you want to become the next black FDR, which is, well, the black FDR. That's what he wants. He wants to be the black FDR.
Saying that Barack Obama wants to be the black FDR. This is, again, the supposed leading voice of racial equality in America, according to his Wall Street Journal editorial. And on the line with us is Cliff, our resident British aristocrat. He's never met a racist he refused to publicly defend. Hey, Cliff, so Rush Limbaugh isn't a racist, huh?
No, I don't believe so. Then again, I don't possess Nostradamus-like powers like you do.
You listened to all those clips, I assume, this morning. You didn't listen to all the clips.
No.
Okay. Well, then it's going to be difficult for you to comment on this. We've been playing a number of clips, what, 8 or 9 clips, and we've been asking people to. I assume that's why you called. But again, what's really funny is you actually heard that somebody was talking about racists, and you called up Cliff without even listening to the clips because you want to make sure to defend the racist. It's very impressive. Your impulses are very impressive.
I heard the clips, the ones you sent me over the weekend.
If you haven't heard the clips that we played this morning, Cliff, why did you call up?
I called up because I'm assuming they're the same ones that you emailed me the YouTube clips, right?
They're some of them. They're not all of them. We played a bunch more.
Well, I don't need to listen to every single one to get the picture. Obviously, you know, he obviously says things that are racial and obviously designed to rile people up like you.
They're racial. They're racial, but they're racial. Not racist, and they're designed to rile people like me up. Well, that's impressive code wording, Cliff. Really, that is impressive. Do you have a comment?
What do you mean by code word? I'm not following you.
Racial but not racist. I guess it depends on what your definition of is, huh, President Clinton? My. I'm joking with you, Cliff.
Do you believe Reverend Wright is a racist?
Do I believe Reverend Wright is a racist?
Yeah.
I do not believe Reverend Wright is a racist.
Neither do I. I believe it's very racial. See, this is the difference. I mean, if it's okay to...
No. Hold on a minute. There's a difference between racial and racist. You can there's absolutely, I will agree with you. You can talk about race without being a racist. I think when you hear Rush Limbaugh say that President Obama wants to be the black FDR, when you hear Rush Limbaugh saying Obama has negated or has dropped his white half and gone all in on his black half, when you hear him make caricatures about African-American college kids and white kids should be afraid that they're going to get shot in the face, when you hear him call Obama's economic agenda reparations, that is not racial. You're not talking just about race. You're being a racist. Now, you can argue, Cliff, and I'll give you the opportunity to, that Rush Limbaugh may not himself be a racist, but is putting out statements that are racist in nature in order to provoke debate. I mean, I would disagree with you, but that's at least an argument that acknowledges that what Rush Limbaugh is saying is racist in nature.
Yeah, that's probably more accurate. I mean, unlike you, I can't look into his mind and know exactly what he's thinking, but obviously he does say things that are extremely racial and racist in nature. There is a difference. I wouldn't say he was a racist.
All right, can I ask you a question then? All right, so if you hear somebody say something racist, and you say, well, I can't look into their heart and know if they are racist because maybe they have a motive for saying it that's somehow not racist, couldn't you say that about everybody? Couldn't you have said that about George Wallace in the 70s? Couldn't you have said that about David Duke? Couldn't you have said that about KKK leaders? Hey, they're out there making all these racist comments, but I can't look into their heart. I don't know if they're really racist. Maybe
I think there's a difference between putting a belonging like David Duke did to actually a Klan member and putting on a white sheet and actually doing awful things and belonging to terrible groups. But unless you have actual evidence of Limbaugh or anyone who makes comments like he does, that he belongs to some type of group
that
endorses these things. Hold on, let me be finished. And that he actually wants to bring back segregation or believes in it, you know, will make a statement that slavery is absolutely fine and dandy. He never said those things.
Well, Cliff, I understand that he has not said those two quotes that he denies, or I'm not even going to say he hasn't said them. He denies them, and there is not evidence there for it, and I think it's important for that record to be corrected, and we corrected it all morning, and I corrected it last on Thursday when I mentioned that it was uncorroborated. However, we've played a bunch of clips about him being a racist. I mean, I think he's a racist, and I think that this St. Louis Post-Dispatch, its column about this, saying that, look, the reason people believed he had said those two quotes that he denies is because he's made such a slew of other quotes that are just like it. Now, I would just respectfully add one other thing to you, that it sounds like you are bending desperately over backwards to say that, hey, somebody who says racist things on a radio show to 10 or 15 million people, I can't tell if he's a racist even though he's saying racist things. That sounds to me like far more of a rationalization and apologism than it sounds genuinely honest.
What it is, it's just I believe that before you label someone a term that, you know, is kind of be very damaging, I just think someone should be judged by their actions, not necessarily always by their words.
Okay, but I think Rush Limbaugh, because he is a professional radio voice, that is his action. Do you see what I'm saying? Like you could say the same thing about me. I write columns, I write books, I'm on the radio. What I say And what I write, I should be judged on. I'm saying that. That's what I do for a living. Rush Limbaugh, you saying that, well, Rush Limbaugh only said it. I have no idea if he's, like, burning a cross on somebody's front lawn. And so, therefore, he can say all these things that are racist, but because he doesn't burn a cross or he hasn't lynched somebody, it means he's not a racist. I just think that's, like, kind of parsing it. That's kind of not really being honest.
Well, I think that you're not, because you're liberal and you people on your side can't stand Limbaugh. I mean, he gets in the craw of every lefty out there, and that's the fun thing about it. That's why, to me, it's entertainment. So
yeah, but you know what, Cliff? You're not. You know, I assume you're not black.
No, I'm not black.
Okay, it's funny to you. And it can be funny and seen as quote-unquote entertainment to you and white America because you're not the target of it. I mean, this has nothing to do with Rush Limbaugh's conservative ideology, right? I mean, I got problems with Bill Bennett and I got problems with Mike Rosen, okay? But this has nothing to do with Rush Limbaugh being a conservative. I said earlier in the show that when Joe Biden referred to, clean black people, you know, I'm not going to give any quarter to him. It was a racist comment. Period. I'll go after him just like I'll go after Rush Limbaugh. So don't try to, divert. Because you're doing what Limbaugh does, right? He's like, oh, this has nothing to do. I'm not a racist. I believe in a colorblind society. I'm a leading voice for a colorblind society. This is about political persecution against me. No, it's not. It's about the fact that Rush Limbaugh, we have the tape, has made multiple racist statements. You haven't even denied that. All you said is, well, he said this, but I don't know that as long as he's not part of the KKK or hasn't lynched a black person, I can't tell if he's a racist. Cliff, it was a good debate. Thanks for coming on the show. We'll talk to you again. Let's go to Ken in Aurora. Ken, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how's it going,
man? All right, man.
You're doing a really good job on this subject. And Rush is a racist. And unlike a lot of people who get really angry and start denying him, I used to listen to the guy in the early 80s and early 90s when I was in Atlanta with a coworker. And I used to listen to the guy just so that I can, I was sort of in a sick way entertained with this racist comments, just so that I can understand how the opposing side felt about race relations. It was almost like, looking at an accident or watching NASCAR to see a wreck.
Yeah, or it's like watching, for historical analysis, what is it, Birth of a Nation, right, the KKK movie, just to know, to look at the history of racism in the United States. I mean, sure, there's a spectacle quality to Limbaugh that he certainly relies on.
Right, right. And like right now, I guess I've matured because I can't probably listen to the guy now. And, I mean, you've only touched the tip of the iceberg. I've been listening to the dude for years. You only touched today the tip of the iceberg of the comments this dude would make. And if you notice, all the callers in favor of this type of hate speech, they'll get angry and frustrated. They can't answer a direct question. And then they end up ultimately, when you let them talk, end up piling more on to the racist ideology of the point that you're making.
Oh, that's right. You let them hang themselves by their own petard. That's right. The more they talk, the more they defend Limbaugh, the more they show that they themselves are sympathetic to racism. I mean, the last caller, Cliff, I mean, you heard it. I mean, it's like unbelievable, right? He's like, oh, Limbaugh said all this stuff. I'll even acknowledge that it's racist, but I can't look into the guy's heart. I don't know if he's personally a racist. I mean, come on.
Right. But one of the tools of the trade, Rush does it, John Hannity, come back. The tools of the trade is when they're called upon this, they'll say, well, prove it. Prove that I said something. And then when you pull out the tapes like you did, and then they say, well, you're taking him out of context. Then when you debunk that, they'll say, oh, it's just satire. Lighten up. It's just a joke. This is entertainment. You shouldn't take them seriously. And so what happens, the message gets cloaked in the guise of entertainment. And that's why, very rarely do you hear on those radio stations where they will allow people to call in and debate, unlike yourself. You allow both sides to call in. Very rarely do you hear anybody call in debate. So you don't get a dialogue about race. You'll get someone just preaching their warped view about race. But, you know, there's a difference in our conversation, and there's a difference in just talking. And that's the, you know, that's why I don't like entertainment, comedy mixed in with responsible journalism and political and community talk radio.
Yeah, and especially on a sensitive issue like race. I mean, and what they will do is once they go to entertainment, then you say, well, you know, it's not funny, right? I mean, it's not the target of the joke is you are preying on racism as the punchline, the target of the joke. It's not funny, and then what they will revert to is they will say, well, you're persecuting me because of my political ideology. I mean, it's unbelievable. Rush Limbaugh saying that a group that an NFL, the NFL owners who've given most of their political contributions to Republicans, NFL owners who are mostly conservative, he is actually making the argument that they are politically persecuting him. They are using race to really persecute what they want to persecute, which is his conservative ideology. It's pathetic, it's ridiculous, and it's offensive. And we've got the tapes to prove it. You're right. They have no answer for these tapes, for these recordings that we've played. Hey, thanks for the call, man. 952 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll take more of your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Eastbound and westbound 34 and 36 shut down going into Estes Park due to firefighting efforts at the Park Theater Mall. That's been going on most this morning, but a pretty serious situation up there in Estes Park. Again, eastbound and westbound 34 and 36 shut down heading into Estes Park. Back around the metro, new crash northbound I-25 at Colorado Boulevard. That's causing some backups back past Yale. Southbounders struggling heading into downtown from Park Avenue to Spear Boulevard, but there are no accidents there. Your forecast today, nice mix of sun and clouds. Looks like mostly cloudy conditions to me, but should be breezy, high near 80. Right now, 62 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You work hard for your money. Let the professionals at Colorado State Bank and Trust show you how to make it work hard for you. www.csbt.com. Colorado State Bank and Trust. Long live your money.
Coming up Monday on the Tom Hartman Program, has the far right gone too far this time? I'll confront ultra-right...
Right now, making smart decisions for your home improvements are more important than ever. And at The Lumber Guy, you'll save 40 to 70% every day over the big box stores. The Lumber Guy is a fix and flipper's dream. And the weekend warriors will be saying, my other girl is The Lumber Guy. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there, spur of the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Lasts up to 24 hours. We're so confident that we want you to try a free sample of Hero Tabs to put to the test. Or you could just eat 12 watermelons. But we think two small capsules is much easier.
Get the sexual power of Hero Tabs absolutely free. Call 1-800-601-1860. That's 1-800-601-1860. Free samples available for a limited time, so call right now. 1-800-601-1860. 1-800-601-1860.
Do you find yourself forgetting things? Don't feel as sharp as you used to? Then listen to what Steve from Minneapolis says about Neurostin.
I'm 51 and was feeling off my game. The young guys at my office, they're sharp. Meanwhile, I was having trouble forgetting names and important information. I've got to stay competitive. This is my life we're talking about. So when my wife saw an article about Neurostin, she called for a free trial.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Neurosten helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurosten risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
Obama's America, is it not? Obama's America, white kids getting beat up on school buses now. I mean,
so that was Rush Limbaugh. Again, we're talking about whether he was a racist. Just this off the wire, by the way. Fire in downtown Estes Park is forcing massive evacuations there. Well, the pictures on 9 News look pretty crazy. Hopefully Estes Park, the whole town, doesn't burn down. It looks pretty bad there. Let's go to Brian in Denver. Brian, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, did you say Brian?
Yes, sir.
Hey, yeah, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Hey, I had a couple questions for you. One was sort of answered the last one. I don't see how you really prove that you're not a racist. I don't know how you go about doing that. But.
Well, I think you're kind of innocent until you make yourself guilty. I mean, I think that, you know, Rush Limbaugh, the better question is how can Rush Limbaugh, after having said what he said, claim that he's not a racist?
Well, is it possible to criticize Barack Obama without being a racist?
Absolutely. I criticize him all the time. I hope I'm not a racist.
Okay, because I don't find that black FDR comment all that offensive, and Clinton proclaimed to be the first black president when he's white. I mean,
he didn't proclaim to be the first black president. I mean, he was billed as that, but he didn't claim to be. I actually think the racist comment in that clip that we played about the black FDR is less the black FDR and more that he says that people that he wants to give people the health care that he had in Kenya. Barack Obama never lived in Kenya, never ever lived in Kenya. So I think that was an attempt, once again, to racialize and Africanize Barack Obama and foreignize him, which is inherently racist. Thanks for the call. That's it. It's 9:58. That means we're out of here. Tomorrow, we're going to talk to the author of the new book, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, his sequel. Thanks to John Turk and Alex Kaplan. We'll see you tomorrow.
Decisions. Business owners make hundreds of them every day. Hire or make do. Pay vendors or hold off. Go after new business or conserve resources. And when business owners recently talked to American Express Open about how they pay bills, the decisions they had made were equally different. Take Mark Pascal of Pascal Electric. He pays 80 to 90% of his expenses with a gold card from American Express Open. And likes the results.
Cash flow. That's where the card comes in for me. It buys me an additional 30 days of money to keep my business. Couldn't live without it.
However, other business owners prefer to pay bills a different way. Like Alan Hugg, founder of InnerGuide Technologies.
You know, checks work just fine for my business. They're easier to track, and I like the paper trail. We just want as tight a handle on things as we possibly can.
Is the gold card right for you? Visit goldforbusiness.com and hear both sides of the story from established business owners. Then decide for yourself.
If you're really hungry, then get online at am760.net and click Bargain Watch. You can buy a $50 gift certificate to Rodizio Grill for just $25. Great deals and savings just like this one brought to you by Comcast.
Turn to the left with AM760, Colorado.